RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Monday once again.
Hello, and we're starting early today.
Yes, we are.
It is a Monday, so we're starting the week on the right track.
Exactly. Let's just stay on this track.
Forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever, amen. So... It is the right track.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's the goal.
That is the
every
goal.
Every single time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Yon. Masakit sa lalamunan.
Too early.
Energized pa kami dun sa guest namin last Friday.
Oh my goodness. What a successful show they had. Congratulations to the men.
I know.
The men from down under.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh well. Happy trails. So we're going to miss you.
Oh yes. Come back soon.
Come back soon. Not too much for business, but for pleasure. Oh. Tsaka ang lakas na loob pag wala sila. Pag nandito,
ay! I know, right?
Ano yun? Tuck the hair behind the ear. Oh. But yeah, looks really great.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We've got a top 10 for you. Thanking Mike Ferrer, as always. This is a song. If I'm not mistaken, this is a song. Hashtag... The next time I fall in love.
Wow.
Wow, right? Di ba yun yun?
Very hopeful.
The next time I fall in love. Ever, never, never need. Next time I fall.
I'll know better what to do.
In love.
Ooh. Is it a Peter Cetera song?
Peter Cetera.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Is it a duet?
Yes.
Oh,
next time
yeah,
I fall in love.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I know this song.
I forgot to sing a duet niya. Next time. Diba? Next time I fall in love. The next time I fall.
Okay.
Ayan, okay. So, examples. The next time I fall in love, si Brain na ang pipili. Ang kikilatis ang gagawa ng final decision. Handcuffed and gagged na si Heart. You don't get to decide anymore. We can't trust you.
Yeah, but you can't choose who to love. I mean, yes, your brain can make the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
Like, okay, am I going to be with this person? Am I going to pursue a relationship with this person? But it doesn't mean... You can stop yourself from loving that person.
Well, if you can lock up Heart inside a room, you might as well lock up loins too. Because sometimes it's your loins that make the decision. Diba?
Yeah.
Like, buti ko si Brain, ko mag-take over si loins.
You know, it's so weird because I feel like the older you get, the more... The brain takes over.
Yeah.
It's true though. It comes with maturity. Cause when you're younger, it's so much easier to just follow your heart all the time.
Because
you feel
away.
Like, you know, even if this fails,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can bounce back easily.
True.
You know, like I have a long life ahead of me.
Yeah.
But as you get older, it's like, is it worth the sakit ng ulo?
True.
Is it worth, like, the getting over part
yeah.
and the moving on part?
And you just become more, I don't know, you just become more realistic, more pragmatic.
No, and also, I feel like you become more secure with yourself.
Yeah.
As a human being. And so you make better choices for yourself. And if that means being not in a relationship, being alone, quote unquote, then you'll choose that.
So pag nakomo na yung mga, yung experience mo na, you've had enough experiences. Na kunyari, so most people would go for mga guapo, maganda. Mm. And then like, when you have been with them and it didn't work out, like I've heard so many women say, specifically women, na parang, like, Diyos ko, tapos na ako sa mga gwapong yan, mga blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, not that all handsome people are no good. It's just that you can't base it just on that.
Sa mga gwapo, sa mga S-boy, sa mga bad boy.
Diba? Yung parang, kumbaga now, it's like, if ever they will be good looking, that's not the main point
it's
why
just a
I
bonus.
Chose them. Yes. Like, what they look for are people who are more stable, people who would treat them well.
People who will add value to their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And that comes much later on.
True. Because
let's face it, when you're younger, it's like, guapo, guapo.
It's not just even guapo, guapo, but anyone who makes you feel something, you're like, oh my gosh, yes.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah. Another example, the next time I fall in love, wala, ipapa-interview ko muna sa HR namin. Magaling makasniff out ng BS yung mga yun. So, imbes na meet the parents, meet the HR.
Meet the peewee. Meet the peewee.
Peewee, may papakilala yun. May papakilala naman ako sa'yo. Di ba ito yung mga pagkunyari nag-a-apply ka for a job?
Uh-oh.
Like, when they ask you questions, they know if you're just like,
pwede rin meet the AR. Kasi si AR retired na, so baka may time na siya to, ano.
Actually, that's true.
To help you screen.
That's true.
Diba?
That's true. Another example. The next time I fall in love, hindi ko na ipapakilala kay bestie. Siguro ipapakilala ko, pero after the wedding. Mahirap na. Baka masulot na naman.
Oh my God. With friends like those.
Who needs enemies? Why? Why would you even? And hello? Suluting happens even post-wedding.
And also just knowing...
What makes you think they're going to stop?
And knowing that someone's capable of that. But who would want to be friends with someone like that? That's a major friendship red flag.
I know, right?
Forget it.
Like, even if they can, you would appreciate it if your friends wouldn't.
Yeah.
Kunyari, yung kunyari, ganun sila ka-hot, na alam mong pag sineduce nila yung jowa mo or asawa mo na, they wouldn't be able to resist. It would be nice to know if they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Even if they could.
So true.
Because you're their friend and because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Duh. even if hindi mo friend, sana naman di mo sulutin yung jowa. And another example, the next time I fall in love, wala mo nang utang-utang until after the third date. Paabutin mo man lang ng third date bago ka umutang.
That is such a turn off.
That is such a turn off.
You're probably not even gonna get a next date.
Exactly.
As soon as dumating agad yung utangan portion.
Yeah. And thank goodness I've never gone through this. I would be so upset.
Never even had like a boyfriend borrow money from me.
Yeah.
Like it's never happened. So I've borrowed money, but you know, when you're in a relationship, and it's not like hindi magbaba, yung, you know, the usual na parang, oh, can you pay for ganito, ganyan? And then, like, you pay them back.
That's not utang-utang.
But it means siya utang-utang because when you're already in a relationship.
No, not just that. Pag yung ganon, yung kaya kumakain tayo, tapos, ay, kulang pera ko, pakibayaran muna.
Exactly.
I don't consider that utang. It's more like, it's a situational thing.
Utang kasi is when,
yung lalapit sa'yo, tapos,
may kailangan talaga.
Yes.
Tapos yung parang, medyo indefinite yung bayaran.
Yeah.
Hindi naman lahat parang very, you know, bigyan mo ako ng date when you're gonna pay me.
Right.
Oh, speaking of utang, did you see that viral Reddit post? Somebody actually tagged us on X. Yung parang somebody posted about their situation. Na may friend siya na.
Oh, yes!
Nang utang.
Yes!
If I'm not mistaken, 20K. And then...
30.
No.
Hindi pa 30. 30, tas 50 yung... Remember?
Hindi, parang 20K. Tapos sabi niya, sige, magbayad ka na lang kahit 10K kasi I really need the money.
Mm.
Pero ayaw magbayad. Tapos nung parang nakipag-negotiate pa na, hindi, 5K lang yung kaya ko.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so transfer it. Accidentally, na-transfer nung nagbabayad. 50K na sobrahan ng zero. So now yung choices, parang what do you do? Do you return?
A, return the 45K.
Uh-oh.
Two, keep the 20K and return only 30K para at least bayad na yung utang.
30K nga ata, yeah.
Forcibly. And then C, keep everything.
Yeah.
Ako, I might do B. Kasi I'm like, utang mo naman sa akin yun eh. And you do have 50. Even if sabihin mo na kailangan siya.
Yeah.
I take the 30 kasi kailangan ka pa magbabayad.
It's my money.
It's my money.
And obviously, you have money. Yeah. You're just pretending you don't. Kaya you told me na wala din ako. Pero
wala ka, pero nakapadala ka ng 50K.
If kaya mong mag-transfer ng 50K, that's more than what you owe me.
And I'm not gonna keep anything that's not mine. I'd be like, just the money you owe me. Para at least tapos
zero.
Na.
Oh. Yeah. Ako
kasi kung magalit siya, parang like, oh, eto wag.
DFO.
Oo, FO.
Hindi, pero kasi for me, tapos. Yeah, ayoko din to, you know, some people kasi say na parang they'll take everything to teach
wag naman.
Them a lesson. Parang di ko rin naman gusto
that's
gawin.
That's stealing already.
Yeah, I'll just take what's mine.
I'll take what's mine. I'm like, andito na rin lang tayo. Okay, kinuha ko na yung utang mo sa akin.
Yep.
Magalit ka o magalit
I mean, what are they gonna do?
Lalo na pag hindi nagbabayad ah. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't do that kunyari like, kunyari umutang ka sa akin tapos sabi mo, oh, I'll pay you Easter. I'll pay you Easter. Tapos, hiningi ko sa'yo before that. Oh, yun. Like, kung nagkamali ka, babalik kita kasi hindi man yung usapan natin.
Right.
Pero kunyari, I've been hounding you.
Yes.
I've been trying to track you down tapos tinatakbuhan mo na
and
ako.
And especially kung nakikita ko na you're living your life.
Yes.
Like, you don't need the money. Alam mo yun, nakakapag-travel ka, nakakapag-shopping ka.
It's not like naghihikahos ka.
Yeah.
Then I would take it. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. And it's not like I took something from you. It's
yeah.
mine.
I wouldn't feel bad.
I wouldn't feel bad. Same. Another example, the next time I fall in love, iba na ang mukha ko. Post nose job, lip filler, facelift, eyelid surgery, boob job, butt lift, etc. I'd practically be a different person. In fact, I could even date the people I've already dated and they'd think they're dating
they
someone new.
They wouldn't recognize you anymore.
And they would think it was somebody else. Ganon ka intense.
Wow, ganon ka drastic.
Ganon ka drastic. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. The next time I fall in love, whether it's a negative thing or a positive thing, send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag the next time I fall in love in all your posts.
Welcome to the morning rush if you just tuned in. Chico and Hazel, for now, Marky will be with us in just a short while. Tea over coffee is coming up in a few. If you've got requests, 0961-1367-931. The Monster text line. We're on Telegram and Viber. Go ahead and hit us up on the Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Oh my gosh. Hey, lots of actors are saying no to MCU roles.
Oh.
Okay, so there was one. See, Miriam Margolyes. Known for a role as Professor Sprout
in
Harry
Potter.
Yeah, I
read this one.
She turned down a role for a Marvel film. I don't like America and I don't want to be in Georgia for 4 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is for Agatha. They were getting her for Agatha.
Oh.
And she was like,
as one of the witches?
I don't know which role, but she turned that down.
Yeah.
Ang laki ha nung tinurn down niya.
Wow.
I wouldn't turn down 500K. Oh.
Well, there are some actors talaga who will put that aside.
Oh my gosh. Well, I respect that. Like, ang sarap nung ganong position na you can actually turn down a role that will pay you $500,000 and be like, no, I don't feel it. I don't want to work in Georgia. I will work in like the armpit of like just if you will give me that money, let's do it. Let's go.
True.
Yeah, well, Anthony Hopkins, for example, says his MCU role as Odin was pointless acting. They put me in armor, shoved a beard on me, sat me on a throne, shout a bit. If you're sitting in front of a green screen, it's pointless acting.
Because, you know, he's old school.
These are the amazing actors.
And if anyone can say that, it's Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yep.
That is true. I mean,
siya ba or si Al Pacino? One of the two. Either Al Pacino or Anthony. I think Anthony Hopkins. Diba, there's the whole method acting thing
mm-hmm.
where you feel like you're it, and even off cam, you behave like your character
mm-hmm.
until you're shooting the movie. Method actors like don't get out of it.
Even tapos, after.
Tapos pag kunyari, like for example, one of the most notorious method actors, Nicolas Cage. If they ask you to, there was a role that needed him to eat a cockroach, so they were preparing a fake cockroach. It's like, no, I'll eat the cockroach. So he ate a cockroach, like a real one. And then when Anthony Hopkins was asked what he thought about method acting, his answer was, well, you could just act, you know. So he was like, I don't know what's with this method acting thing. You could just act. That's why we're actors.
So,
Go off, King.
The thing is, method acting, it depends on what you're doing. If you're doing TV, movies, it's better to stay away from that, I guess.
Mm.
For theater, it's quite important.
Yeah.
Because you have to live it. If you get off that character for a second, you're out. That's actually my...
Yeah.
My style. Mm-hmm. I'm a method / being actor.
And you live it. Pero I don't think you go as extreme as like some of the Hollywood actors.
No, I don't.
Yung iba, they don't. Diba? Like, for example, when they're taking a role.
Like,
kunyari Hannibal. Kunyari Hannibal Lecter. Even their family has to call them Hannibal. Yung ganun ka extreme.
Oh, wait, like, no.
Those
no,
are
no,
their
no,
real
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Who couldn't shake off the accent like way after shooting
diba?
Elvis.
Like after Elvis, he was getting interviews for other, and he's still talking like
uh-huh.
Elvis. And they would do like a side-by-side video of pre-Elvis and mm-hmm. post-Elvis. That's not how he talks.
Yeah.
His manner of speaking changed. So.
Well, that's more being. That's a step further than method acting.
Yeah.
Method acting is just living. But being is becoming. So you're the person.
Oh, it's just crazy.
So it's crazy, but it's
I mean,
it's
whatever
a style.
Works for you. Whatever
yeah.
works
if
for
it
you.
Gets you an Oscar.
Yeah.
If it gets you an Oscar.
Different styles, different strokes for different folks. A little bit more tea here from...
I'm not turn down $500,000.
Oh.
Universe, if you're listening.
Same. Give me an
I'm
offer.
I'm willing to work. Give me a beat. Nasty. Nasty book.
Okay.
I don't mean a thing.
Thanks, Janet.
Oh, you nasty boy. Ladies.
Eternals 2 is reportedly no longer in development.
What?
Yes.
No.
Marvel Studios is said to be focusing on less risks with their movies and more guaranteed hits.
Oof.
Okay.
Child.
Yeah.
Don't
actually,
I'm just going to leave everything hanging.
Most of the tea today is all, well, a lot about Marvel. And for example, X-Men 97, creator mm-hmm. Boo DiMaio was reportedly an absolute nightmare to deal with on a daily basis.
What?
So it wasn't just the OF.
Oh.
But they also reportedly found his behavior on OnlyFans creepy.
Oh. I mean, outside of the bow chicken wow wow aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, you mean he was doing other stuff? Not the usual stuff.
Yeah.
But usually, naman, when you say OnlyFans, like, you
it's
know.
Basically the same
like,
thing.
Nudity
over
or whatever.
Again.
But, like, something more.
I wonder
than
what
that?
It was.
I know, right? I mean, that. Or maybe that's what they mean by creepy.
Baka
maybe. Naman just, maybe just, you know, overtly sexual content.
Maybe.
Was creepy for them.
Possibly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's just that.
Well,
unless there's something like alam mo may mga like altar na may mga alam mo may mga weirdo stuff na talaga na.
I wonder what it is. I'm probably gonna go check that out and
right?
see what he's been doing. But there you go. I mean, that's it for me. If anyone has any more tea that they would like to add.
I think that's it too.
This is all superhero.
What else is there? Northwest is releasing an album.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The Elementary
Insane.
School Dropout. Following the footsteps of her dad.
Yeah.
Of course. The College Dropout, one of the best albums of all time, I think. Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, she's 10. So we'll see what happens there.
I mean, I think even, if I'm not mistaken, even Willow was older, right? When she released her album. Yeah. Like, this is younger than Willow.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And speaking of the Kardashian Wests, Kim kind of joked about trying to find Kate.
Oh, please do, Kim.
Maybe you can do something. I mean, if it's reached, you know, the Hollywood elites, baka naman, they might feel more pressured to...
We still have 2 more weeks.
We do.
Before Easter. Because Easter is what the date that they promised.
After
pag Easter. Minuve pa nila yon, then this is something that's really alarming already.
Yeah.
Nakatweet na like,
well, 2 weeks back.
Two weeks from now.
So like, for example, next weekend...
So basically next month.
Next month. April 1 or 2, parang ganun.
Yeah.
Easter. So,
we'll be waiting for her to make an appearance in April.
With bated breath.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Pero next week na ang Holy Week.
Yeah.
Palm Sunday is next Sunday?
No, I mean next week na Holy Week break. So Palm Sunday is this Sunday.
Is this Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
That means we have our 4 days.
Already?
Already.
Yeah. That was so fast.
Yeah. Ugh. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I'm going to be sleeping the entire time.
Whoa.
And eating. Sleeping, eating, sleeping.
I'll be just twerking the whole time.
Oh.
Ayoko na sumama.
Okay.
I'll be twerking whether you like it or not. Like,
you know, let's end with a happy note. Celine Dion's looking great.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's good.
She took a family photo and she's looking good. So...
She's trying real hard into like getting back.
Right?
Let's hope for the best.
Into her performances and stuff.
So all of our hearts will go on.
And so maybe one last tea. Magic Man had a very successful show in the Philippines.
Congratulations.
And yeah.
I feel kind of bad because like they
send me the digits.
I know, right?
They sent me a message asking me if I wanted to go, but like I had something on the Saturday.
Yeah.
My aircon fell apart. And I was like, and then they asked me, where's Chico? I said, Chico's probably dying.
Yeah.
Then it was too late to ask Hazel. So,
no, actually, they
asked you
me.
Also.
Yeah.
But, you know, we next time, I'm sure they're going to come back, but we already had like a...
Or maybe like a private show?
I mean, they do that. They did say... Yeah,
remember Will?
They were in Bank Bar.
I mean... But his story
or you know what's better? I'll do the show.
And they'll watch?
And they'll watch.
Ah.
Now the shoe's on the other foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then let me like a wrecking ball. Because I'll be on a giant wrecking ball. And then I'll be on a giant wrecking ball.
You should have done that.
I know, right? But there you go.
There you go. That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
For now, though, more music only on The Monster. Good morning. Vanilla's hottest, Monster, RX93.1. Let's say good morning to some early birds from the text line. Keith Walter says good morning from Dubai. Hello to Farmer Sanchez, who wants to say good morning to Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. Avery's locked in, tuned in while going to work for another weekly grind.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Renz. Sabini Renz, responding to the situation we talked about at the start of the show, yung utang.
Oh, yeah.
Na nag-transfer. Sabi niya, keep everything na. Tagal na yon. Dapat may interest na sabay block.
Well, that is true. Merong interest factor yun. Unless, wala naman kayo pinag-usapan na interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hello to Kenneth Kim. Have you seen Paolo Avellino's guesting on It's Showtime?
Oh, no,
parang
why?
May bagong love team siya at parang di lang siya on screen. What can you say?
Is it the Kim Chu thing?
I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Kasi diba yung their show.
Right.
Like, what's eating Secretary Kim?
What's eating?
Yung parang yung, diba yung, hey, what's eating you? Diba yung...
That's what it's called?
Ah, what's wrong with... What's wrong with Secretary Kim?
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
I know, yun yung sa isip ko, what's eating Gilbert Grape? What's like, wrong with Secretary
that's not
Kim?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I haven't seen it. Hello to Butter Baby and what's up? Sabi ni Butter Baby, Hoy Holy Week, tapos twerking talaga. Napa-sign of the cross ako.
Anong sama sa twerking? Wala namang ginagawang ano. Pag kunya, nag-breakfast sila. Yun, sasayaw-sayaw ako around the table.
Ano lang yun? Exercise.
Ilalap dance. Are you ready?
I'm gonna
do my lap dance.
Okay, bring it.
You can call me ano, like,
ano?
Magic Chico Australia. I'm gonna do my little sexy dances.
Oh boy.
I'll do ano, the dance of the thousand veils. Yung mga ano, yung mga sa Arabia before, yung nagtatanggal isa-isa ng veil. No? The dance of the thousand.
And then like parang nagbe-belly dance.
Nagbe-belly dance. Oh, yan, yan. That's the one. Tapos yung mga parang coin belt
yes.
ako na ching, 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 ching. Wala.
I'd like to see that.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're all ready to avert our gaze.
Your what? Your gaze. I think that, are you bringing friends?
No, I'm going to be leading the ones already in the house to another room.
Yeah, we'll lock you out.
So you're going to overreach your games? Oh, you're bringing them?
A gaggle of G-A-Z-E.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Okay. Good morning, Mitch. Hi, Krister. And Krister says, Chico will do the show and they will watch.
Yes.
Sabihin nila, whack, mama.
Whack, mama.
Hello to Tino. Good morning. Excited for my Batulao hike with friends this week. Enjoy, Tino.
Enjoy.
Hello,
enjoy.
Elmer Velasco. Also saying good morning to EJ and Kirby from Richard. Hello to Jennifer Espiritu. Trisha says good morning. How are you feeling after the latest episode of UK versus the World?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, Chico hasn't seen it. So, yeah.
I think it was good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Hello.
But next week I'm kind of scared. Let's just say that.
Hello to Keith Walter and Hody H says my other choice pa yon, keep 20k return 30k pero after a year.
Ang weird naman after a year. Like if I'm going to return, I'll return immediately.
Same.
Diba?
Bon Voyage says, Happy Monday. And Chi Chi says, good morning. And she's requesting for a birthday blend for Mayan.
Okay.
And they will be sending us breakfast?
No!
Me. Okay.
Me?
Okay.
Anong theme? May pa-breakfast siya. Anong magandang...
Ano ba?
Birthday ano?
Ang ano lang naman, musical style or accent?
So,
ano, which one?
Musical style. What style?
I don't know. Kayo.
Ballad.
Oh, sige.
So, mabagal.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mayan.
Happy birthday to you,
Mayan.
Happy birthday, Mayan.
Salamat sa breakfast.
Looking forward to it.
Nom, yeah. Nom.
Chi-Chi, good morning to you and thanks in advance. Hello to Ambet and Jerome who wants to say hello to the D2 Run crew and the UP Dreamers. Hello to Jim and Andy as well. Good morning to Jean and Buido and Mika. Van says what's up. And last one, Majorette says good morning to Alan Rex and Alexa and Johan.
And on X, let's say hi to a few people. Hi to Melai Supergirl, who says, a happy Monday to Tropang Gala, Senen, Jake, Arlene, Day, Alma, and insert Rona. Also saying hello to Arch Aguilar. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day ahead. Greeting Genshin Impacto. Thank you, Renz Rufil, for the tea today. And Carl De La Cruz, who also sends us a little bit of tea, who says, oh yeah, Dr. Dre reveals that he has had 3 strokes in the hospital after his 2021 brain aneurysm.
Oh no.
He said the experience made him appreciate being alive. So great to know he is feeling...
Doing well.
Doing well, or better than he was. And that's it for greets.
All right, more greets later. Of course, we've got the top 10 coming right up. It's only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Yes, we have more from the text line 0961-1367-931. Good morning, Chi Chi again. Hello to Juice Blank as well. Kamusta diving, Chico?
Oh, fun. Well, it's been a while. So, well, according to our instructor, we're back. I mean, we're good to go. But
nice.
We'll still have another dive weekend before the main trip.
The main event.
So, yeah. It's so exciting. Because we the other divers before us, we're trying to look for the School of Jacks.
Uh-huh.
Alam mo yung, ano ba tawag sa Jacks sa Tagalog? Those big, parang tuna-ish fish.
Mm.
That's about like maybe a little less than a meter long, but they're huge.
Okay.
And there's like a huge ball of jacks, right? So they're like, oh, they're deeper today. So you might have to like go to the other side, ganyan-ganyan.
Talakitok daw. Sabi
o para yon ganon. So talakitok. Imagine, like a giant ball of talakitok underwater. So we were like, okay, let's try this. So we were on the surface, right? And we were like, okay, so how do you know? Sasabi nung ano namin dive master. Oh, we might go a little deeper. Because nasa malalim daw yung mga jacks. So we were like, okay. And then suddenly somebody screamed, they're right below us! Tapos pag gano'n namin ang mask, oh my gosh, we were right on top of the school.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so as we were descending, we got like engulfed. Pumasok kami dun sa bola nung jacks. And we were like, huh? Like they were everywhere. Like they were bumping us. They were like, oh.
Did you say cool? Because that sounds like such a cool experience.
Right? It's, oh my.
Jax!
Cool!
And
then you couldn't talk. Kasi syempre, hello.
Wala. Naka regulator ako.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Oh. So it was so much fun. It was so, tapos we went to Darilaut, which is like a Thai casino that was supposed to be built here in the 70s.
Oh.
And then it burned down. So what they did was, they just sank it in the ocean.
Mm.
And now it's like a wreck.
Oh.
That you can visit. But it's pretty deep. It's at like 100 feet. So we went 100 feet. And it was just there. You see the frame?
Yeah.
Walang cement. It's all like metal. Imagine a metal frame of a casino underwater. Thus you can go inside and like look around and see the barnacles and the nudie branches and the...
That seems very cool, but I just am scared. I'm scared of being underwater.
I totally would have wanted to see the jacks.
That was so good. Like, lumipat na sila through the years. Apparently, yung original School of Jacks, dun sa Twin Rocks, nahuli ng mga fishermen.
Oh.
And that was like, yun yung pinupuntahan mo. So this is a new batch.
Okay.
Andun na siya, tapos mas malaki na siya na school. Dati kasi maliit lang eh. Ngayon parang like, oh, gigantic. You will be engulfed.
It'd be really cool because like we can like camouflage ourselves between them. Because we're also jocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
jocks,
right?
Meet jocks.
We're the jocks and the jacks. And they're like, which one's which?
Kaya nga nung papaalis.
Okay. Which ones are the fish?
So we were about to look for the jacks, right?
Yeah.
So nung papaalis na kami, sabi nung nandun sa resort, oh, where are you guys going? Magja-jacks kami. Kasi like, hanapin namin yung jacks.
Hanapin namin yung
jacks. Sana in-invite yun na nung kasi ko. As
so,
a thruple, yeah. Feeling ko magaling ako mang spot ng jacks.
Ng jacks.
Oh, oh.
But let me
magpa-certify
ask.
Ka muna. Magpa-certify ka muna.
Was it mutual?
No, the jacks didn't know that we were going there.
No, but I mean,
it's not like, hello, School of Jacks? Maaari po ba kaming bumisita sa karagatan ninyo?
You like?
Siyempre, hindi mo naman sila matatanong.
Wala ba silang choice? Really,
huhulihin mo lang sila. Mm. Na, sana nandun sila pag dumating kami.
When you point.
Oh, Bujak Jack and the Jacks.
Yeah. Di ba nga, ang ano ko, ang profile ko sa ex.
Ah.
Bujak, I mean, Chico Garcia, Jock, space, cool.
There you go.
Yeah, because I'm very cool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, can I just say?
What?
Can I just say? So I was with a lot of like much younger people.
Okay.
And so I met somebody who listens to us, si Dane, and then sabi niya, can I just say this? I was like, yeah, what? He's like, I thought you were in your late 20s or early 30s. Sabi ko, I think I just found my new best friend. Kasi we started talking about, ano, sabi niya, I thought you were in your late 20s and your early
30s. So, nag-age reveal ka sa kanya?
Kasi, we were saying na nung kami yung nagpa-certify dun sa instructor namin, who was still our leader, sabi namin, yeah, we got certified 2004. So, they were like, that's like 20 years ago. They were like, oops.
Well, at least they were gags.
Yeah, so. They were like, we were babies.
Oh my gosh.
2004, they were... Oh my gosh, how old are these children?
No, they're like, siguro, like, hindi naman babies, but like, gets. Like,
yeah.
Imagine kids. If they're 30 years old now. I don't know how old they are, but like, let's say 30. Yeah, they would have been 10 years old.
There you go.
Bumibisita na kami dun sa Jax. dun sa Anilao. 20s, and they were mere babes.
20s, yeah. 30s, wow.
Right? So, yeah. But sabi niya, bakit ano? Parang you know naman all of the like whatever's happening now in the world, like in entertainment. Mga ganyan, sabi ko, trust, I research. So sabi ko sa kanya, sabi niya, I thought you were like in your 20s, 30s. Sabi ko, huh?
Uy! Ganun.
Sheesh!
Sabi ni Tino, walang lokohan ng edad, eh, kung tadyakan ka.
Oy, hindi totoo. Tapos nag-ask ako permission. Can I quote you? Sabi, yeah, sure.
May testimonial.
Hindi kasi mamaya sabihin niya, ano, I'm making up things. And I'm like, sinabi niya yun.
Fine.
Sabi niya, akala niya, I'm like at most late 20s, early 30s. Because of my youthful vibrance.
Baka nakagoggle siya nung sinabi niya. Yung tipong nagfo-fog na gano'n.
It was blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I tell you, it's one of those
na-shock
moments.
Na-shock siya.
It's a knee-jerk response when you said that word, the S word.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Oh.
Yung Taylor.
So like, everything is going really well with me and my alternate for rent. Really great.
With the
fantastic alternate. Ikaw yung alter. Ikaw yung rent to own. Nag-message siya ng, oh, okay, so are you gonna be there on Tuesday? I said, yeah, I might be a bit late because coming from Showtime, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And then he goes, sheesh! Oh, okay, just start that. And my entire outlook just, like, I didn't even respond.
His mood changed.
It took me a couple of hours and I was like, see you next week.
Now you know what to tell him every time you see him.
Uh-oh.
It's a traumatic experience. It's like I'm back in the days of Scooby-Doo.
Hello to Maxim the Winter. Also, good morning to Ronaldo Quino and to Edward Villona, who's in Thailand for a business trip.
Oh, nice.
Enjoy. Hi to Coco Hernandez and what's up as well to Angelo. And that's it for the text line for now.
And on X, saying hi to Nina Hidalgo. Good morning. Please say hi to my husband, Jesse, and daughter, Anissa. Thank you. Arvin PPP, shout out to Pinoy Fitness. And all the runners who crossed the finish line yesterday at the PF Sub 1 10K Challenge. You know, I saw a lot of photos and videos from my fitness influencer friends, Maxina Culver, who actually went and did that challenge. So, you know, one day I want to try and come join. You want to come join us?
Pass.
Hey, you know how you're saying like certain things are happening to you and you're starting to feel out of breath and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah. This will help.
Oh, but you know what? My instructor was saying I was doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Even with high current dives, I mean, there I was. The fish that I am.
Nux.
You can call, you can say that I am fishy.
You smell fishy. Very,
I'm a fish. I am a fish.
Yeah. Juice Blank says season ender episode ng Frieren this coming Friday.
Oh,
or
wow.
Is it Frieren?
Frieren, I guess.
Frieren. And good morning, guys, and to all the rushers. And he's also asking about your diving trip. Yeah, Chico will be talking to us about his diving trip as the episode goes along. And that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Thank you. And thank you to everybody. We were actually top trending topic most of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
We went down already. Sheesh! We were like... We were top trending topic. It's so lovely to annoy Marky. Because, guys, like, literally, he is squirming.
Yes, he can't
take it.
Squirming. Can't handle it.
Like, one time, we were just playing Pokemon. So, walking around Eastwood, right? So, like, alam mo yung mid-sentence, biglang there's this group of young guys who just nakasalubong namin. Tapos, as they were talking, one of them went like, simple lang yung, sheesh. My gosh, like, he jumped. And like, tapos ano na siya, upset na siya for the next 30 minutes.
Nawala na yung, I don't know what it is.
Nawala like, na yung pag pinag-uusapan namin. Wala na, wala,
wala
na. Masama na yung mood niya.
Listen, all other words, I'm fine with all, or whatever it is, the other things that these children have come up with. But this one...
It's a pet peeve.
Sumasakit kasi ulo ko. I don't know what it is. It's like, it happens, and then it's a traumatic knee-jerk response where like my head starts to hurt.
Dapat ano ka lang, hello, bro. Hello, sheesh. In business, sis. Sheesh. Okay, so here we go. We've got our top 10. The next time I fall in love. Peter Cetera. Alam mo, i-google na nga natin. Sino yung ka-duet niya? So, the next time I fall. The next time I fall. Peter Cetera and Amy Grant. Yes. I remember liking that song so much.
I know better what to do.
Next time I fall in love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Basta ganun. Yeah. Oh, I remember that. I was a jock already in RX.
Okay.
I was. I remember playing that here in this booth.
Oh, wow.
When you were babies.
Was this the record? Did you use a record at the time?
This was still a record. This was from the same album as Amy Grant's Baby Baby.
Is it from the 90s?
90s.
Oh.
Alam mo yung Baby Baby, di ba?
Baby Baby.
Yan. Yes,
that is such a cool song. I love that song.
It's from the same album.
Oh. Do you remember the time when it switched from the record?
Yes, di ba nga? I was a jock when it switched.
Yeah, but how,
pioneer
how
was nga siya ng CDs.
How was the feeling?
Oh, we were amazed. Because, well, during the time when CDs first started coming out, you had all of these purists saying that it's not as crisp as the records. Until now naman, di ba? A lot of people still prefer records over CDs. Parang some things are lost. I don't understand it, to be honest. Mm. Like, for me, they all sound the same. But if you're like an audiophile, they say there's something that is lost when it is digitally reproduced as opposed to a record, like pressed onto a record. So, I don't know. So, yeah, may mga ganong arguments before.
Even more than now, where everything is so beautifully recreated
online. I guess. I don't know. Ang ano lang is, ang maganda sa CD, walang scratches.
Yeah, that's... And
so it's very clear.
I guess mas mahaba yung shelf life pa.
Mas mahaba yung shelf life. Kasi yung record, the more you play it, the scratchier it gets.
There's a place, I just saw it on my like ads over the weekend. There's a place somewhere in Mandaluyong. Parang they sell records, but they can also play like up to 6 records for you if you're like eyeing like a particular record. They'll play it for you. Tas parang it's like kind of like a party place.
Oh,
parang ganon. So parang fun. Like, they were having drinks, may mga, that's just playing records, may parang DJ who would play all the records, and yeah.
Kasi diba for a time, even after the records went extinct, yung mga, the DJs, the wiki-wiki DJs, were still using records.
Mm.
Until, yun nga, pati yun na-digitized na.
Pero ang cool nung place na yon, kasi, I mean, most of the time, when you go to record stores, you just buy the record.
Right.
They're not gonna play it for you.
Yeah.
But this place, parang they will play it for you and you can listen to it before you actually buy it.
And there's just something nice about like holding the records in your hand and putting them on the turntable and then the stylus.
Going to a place like that with your friends, yeah. Parang ang saya.
It is. So, yeah, I was there. Ang mga first few ever na mga CD, ever, yung mga ano, Fixing a Broken Heart.
Oh my God.
Carolina. Oh, Carolina. Jean Franchot.
Oh my gosh.
Stay. I'm a literal child.
Stay. Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb.
Those were the first batch of like CDs that we played at least on RX.
Nice.
Yeah. And let's thank Mike Ferrer for the topic. The next time I fall in love, let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
The next time I fall in love, hindi ko na ipipilit. Kung ayaw, edi ayaw. Relationships should be worked for, but should not be so difficult.
Oh, when it comes to love talaga, walang pilitan dapat. Because if may element na, alam mo yon, you're just forcing someone to be with you, or you're forcing yourself to stay with someone.
Yeah.
You can't be happy. At saka, if that were the case.
Gets mo yun na, totoo naman, di ba? It is hard work. But it shouldn't have to feel like that all the time. Like, if it's too difficult, you kind of have to read the room. Baka you're not really meant for each other, or baka talaga hindi lang kayo bagay.
Yeah, stop like, forcing
it's too
it.
Too difficult.
I mean, yeah.
There are times kasi people just do that for show because it's working online. And
right.
Or on TV and people are fans or whatever. That's the reason why they continue the relationship. But otherwise, yeah, it's better to just find someone that you will work with.
Not to say that it never works out when you like kind of
that's
force
true.
Them.
Because that's true.
I do remember when I was younger, like somebody was trying to break things off with me. But I was like, no, you're not getting rid of me.
Sarap lagay sa sako, no?
It's like, no! I don't want to break up! Hoo, hoo, hoo! Ganun.
Oh my God.
And then we dated for like years and years after that. And it was beautiful. You know? So, sometimes it could work.
Oh, sige, ano? Magpatayo tayo ng ano, rebulto para di sa ex. deserve
a
monument.
But I only forced things because I knew that we loved each other. Alam mo yon. It wasn't like as
forcing. Hindi nasabi ng most stalkers.
Hindi.
I know that we love each other. Right? I will not be ignored.
Glenn Close. No, but it was like a situational thing. Like, there were outside factors why, you know, we shouldn't have been together. But, you know, whatever.
Marky, we're working on a cycle.
Well, let me ask you. Paano kung sasabihin ni Baby Whale? Sorry, may
nahanap. No! No, big, yeah. We're meant to be together.
Pot meat kettle.
Kaya nga 'di ba may bago kong ano? May bagong show title. Mm. It's The Morning Rush with Ket, Pot, and Marky.
Yes. Kasi pot, meat, kettle. Pot, and cat. And Marky.
Can I be pot?
No, you can be po. Pot, cat, and po.
Po.
Can we make it back? So Pot, it's the morning rush. Pot, cat, and pom pom.
Pom pom.
Pom pom.
Pom pom. Pom pom. Pom pom. Sige, pom 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 pom. From Tampupu.
Number 9.
The next time I fall in love, diretso jowa na agad. Wala na nung mga paikot-ikot ng ilang months kasi dun din naman ang ending.
Talking stage.
The talking
it
stage.
It can't go on for too long.
Yeah.
TBH. Because parang at some point, you lose steam. Tapos parang magpa-fizzle out na. Pag parang lumampas kayo dun sa window of opportunity to take it to the next step. So, yeah.
We have our talking time was zero.
Hello. Duh.
Yeah. I mean, when we met each other.
I do.
Couple of days. Tapos, the first time na outside of that workspace, like parang wala nang date-date. O parang kami na. But I do. Ganun. Nung ano nga, nag-show up ako sa first date, naka-veil. Wedding veil. May bouquet. Over here! Can you imagine me standing in the green belt? Over here!
I will not be ignored!
I will not be ignored! Tapos, pagkita niya, oh, ba't nakaganyan ka? Hindi, wala lang. O, alika na. Oh, lakad na tayo. Tan, tan, tan.
Oh my God.
Like the moment he started walking. Tan, 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 tan. Tan, 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 tan.
Look at these psychos.
Hindi kita. Tan, 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 tan.
Ta, tan, tan, tan.
So how, so you farmed together, right?
We did.
Did you farm jacks together?
Wala naman dun.
You didn't get to dive.
Lechugas lang.
Lechugas.
Organic stuff,
organic
you know?
Stuff. Yeah. And for Maxim the Winter.
Number eight.
The next time I fall in love, sana naman, dun sa single and available. Yeah, that's tough. Like, kunyari, hindi ka naman mga agaw or anything. Like, talagang legit na fall ka. And, you know, they're not available. Two levels pa yan, ha? Kung underquieted, yung ikaw lang from afar. Mm. You like, you have this big crush on somebody who's already taken. And then there's the other one that makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that it's mutual, but because they're taken, obviously, nothing can happen.
Well, take it from me. Suggest a throuple. Propose a throuple.
Oh, pero just because you
propose.
And
proposed, don't take no for an answer.
Just because they propose, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi mavivito. Hindi mavivito.
Kita mo ako sa ano, sa Holy Week. I will not be ignored.
Tapos pagkasabi mo na, may naririnig kayo guys. Parang may hangin.
Kainis.
And from Mike Ferrer.
Number seven.
The next time I fall in love, magpapakita muna ako ng person bago ko liligawan. Mahirap na. Baka they're playing for a quote, different team. And wait. especially for these days. You know, like, it's really tricky now when it comes to what they're really into. Kumbaga ikaw, parang not that you have anything against it, but you would like to know.
Mm. Yeah.
You would like to know what they're actually into.
Yeah, people are just more open these days. Yeah. So, yeah.
But also...
Sana lang walang taguan.
But also, like, don't be intrusive.
Don't
like,
be intrusive.
If they don't want to say or they're not ready to, let it be. But if they start to make the moves, Eddie?
No, exactly. No, ako nga ano eh. If you're seeing each other already, I think it's imperative that you tell them.
Of course.
What you're into. Para lang at least, kasi dapat, ano yan eh, dapat you both agree that, you know, like, okay, this is what I'm into. And the other person has to say, oh, okay, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? Kasi they have to know. Kasi ang hirap nung, minsan you're already like, emotionally invested, and then you find out, and then if you're not into that, that's your option then, eh, diba? And it's your option to say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm, you know,
not into
that's
that.
Not my thing. My
but then it becomes joke. Difficult.
It
when
becomes
you're already,
difficult.
Like, in mahal love.
Mo na, diba? At saka yung mahirap, yung parang magkakaroon ng feeling na, did you deceive me? Why didn't you tell me
my
immediately?
My element of deception.
So even if you didn't lie when there is the quote-unquote the sin of omission, when you just failed to mention that, oh, you know what? I'm also into
that's
this.
Still deception.
That is still deception. So that complicates things. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga better, you know, when you're at the getting to know you stage, edi mention mo na.
Ilabas mo na.
Diba?
Yeah.
And coming from Genshin Impacto.
Number six.
The next time I fall in love, eh, hindi ko na ipopost sa social media. Baka agawin pa ng iba.
Well, but then again, when you make it Insta official or Facebook official, eh, di ba parang it's a way of making bakod? Na parang, oh, taken na yan.
Totoo so, yan.
Diba?
Totoo rin yan.
You can look at it that way. Or, yun nga, you and can see it like, as baka other people might find them more attractive now that I'm with them.
At saka, hello, mamaya, who's to say that they don't have social media?
Yeah.
So, ganun din, diba?
Siya naman
so,
magpo-post.
So, siguro lang, you open your jowa up to your circle of friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kasi parang,
oh, ito na yung bago kong jowa. Oh, uh-huh. Soft launch, hard launch.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh, parang I can sink my hooks into this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, diba? From Nicki Minaj and Boo.
Number five.
The next time I fall in love, di ko muna isusuko ang bataan ng ganun-ganun lang. Kilatisin muna at maging handa sa lahat ng bagay. Practicality din, hindi biro ang maging magulang ng hindi prepared. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
It's not one of those things you can just, you know, not think about. And
I mean, obviously, age plays a big factor in it. But even people who are of age,
it's all for everyone.
A good chunk of people are not prepared for, like, to become a parent.
And, yeah.
And at a specific period in your time. Kasi pag yung mga bulagaan na ganyan, parang it's one thing to get into it willingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kunyari, you get married and like, oh, let's have a baby na. Oh, sige, ganun. Pero yung kunyari, unexpected, oh, that's... Kasi there's the shock of suddenly you have no choice.
And you have other like, plans already.
You have other plans and all of your other plans will be put on hold.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's no joke.
And you never know kung mababalikan mo pa yung plans na yon after.
Exactly. And I remember nga, a barkada of mine, when they had the baby. So we were like, eh, syempre, yun yung time na, like, we were always out every weekend. Mm. We'd go to Batangas, we'd go to ganyan. So when she gave birth, we were like, so, ideally, when can we start going out again? And she was like, in 2 years?
Oh my God.
At the earliest? Kasi like, di ba, when your baby, like, that's, at least for her, parang, realistically, yung time na pwede na namin siyang karag-karag to other places. But other than that, I think we have to stay home
nearly
first.
Impossible.
Yeah.
You know, I do have friends, though, who are parents, who say na parang you're never really prepared until it happens.
Until it happens, yeah. That's
like,
true.
Like, you can say you're prepared, or you can say, oh, it's not for me. But when it's there, parang matik. Wala kang choice, but, you know, to be prepared.
You step up. Step your uras up. Diba?
That's what happens.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like, there's a human being in my arms.
But you know what I saw recently on my feed? Somebody posted something about their kid. Tapos yung parang, dun sa post niya, a mother, she basically said na parang, you know, when you came into this world, like, I had to put all my dreams on hold. Because I wanted to focus on yours. Alam mo yon, yung parang, because now, parang I feel like my role in this world is to make your dreams happen, to make them come true. So,
did you hear that, Lily Allen? So
it wasn't Lily Allen who posted that, obviously. No,
so naman, my kids ruined my career.
Feeling ko I'd be like,
I would be destroyed.
Allen.
I'll cry if I'm the kid. I'm like, gee, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I feel horrible.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of being a parent, you have to be prepared
I know, it's
to
true.
Do that. It's really the ultimate sacrifice when
it really
you think
is.
About it.
It really
right?
is. Physically, mentally, emotionally, in terms of your career, in terms of your life.
Yeah.
From Forever Alone.
Number four.
The next time I fall in love, ang first activity namin sa first date, magfe-face wash kami ng sabay para magkaalaman na agad ang totoong itsura. Kasi baka...
Hilamos challenge!
Anong gagawin natin? Order naman tayo. Hindi. Maghihilamos muna tayo. magbuburahan ng makeup and then para magkaalaman tayo kung ano yung totoong itsura ng isa't isa. I guess it's fair. Di ba sabi nga nila swimming on the first date?
De-drag challenge.
Let's
de-drag.
Tapos yung meron ka ng mga... Yeah, I find that so... Like, when we used to like have so many appearances on TV, ang hirap magtanggal ng makeup, di ba? Even for men's makeup, kahit akala mo wala lang, ang kapal nung nilalagay, di ba? And then Del made me try this thing that was like magical.
Was it an oil?
An oil.
Was it the shirumura oil?
Yes, that one. Ako sabi ko sa akin, parang shirumura. Shirumura. Oh, that one.
Kasi yun yung old school.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there are better products now. Pero like, at the time, it's like, this thing is just, everything just melted away.
Yeah.
And what took like an hour of rubbing your face, in a few minutes, a few seconds, like, it's gone.
Yep. Now you
napaka
can...
magical potion niya.
Now you can opt to use like a balm. And then, kasi the beauty dun sa balm, hindi siya yung parang very messy immediately because it's a balm. But then, when you massage it onto your face, it melts everything away. And
yes,
it kind of becomes, parang oil na din siya. Kasi nga, pag nag-melt na yung balm, you know?
Yeah.
So, sasama na yung makeup mo. And then, yeah.
Oh, but it was,
you can use your makeup like, wipe
yes,
after.
It was such a good product.
Yeah.
And everything was gone.
Even makeup wipes, like, thank God for them.
Oh, wala pa noon, time na yon.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, if that was a thing, that would have been amazing. And then, pero like, TBH, even the ones that I have, like, now.
Yeah.
Medyo makakailang ano ka.
Yung, no, it would be...
Parang hindi siya natatanggal completely.
It would be good to combine with like...
yun.
An oil, a micellar water, or like, yeah. Parang siya yung second. And then
diba?
You can wash your face after.
Oh my gosh. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number three.
The next time I fall in love, knowing me, I will probably go for a very different person without realizing... I'm actually choosing someone who's very similar with my ex. Yung akala mo lang iba, pero actually may template ka na...
Yeah, of what you go for.
Of what you go for. And you're like, ay, salamat, tong bago ko is nothing like my ex. And then every day you see
an
more
element.
And more
uh-uh.
Na they're not that different. They're actually very similar.
Yeah. Or baka never ka nakaget over sa ex mo.
True.
You're just convincing yourself that you're over your ex, but you end up like trying to look for someone that kind of reminds you of your ex.
Of, yeah. Yeah. And the hard thing about this, pag everything is like under the surface, like you don't realize you're doing it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're not consciously like, oh, let me go for this guy because he reminds me of my ex. But more like, akala mo wala lang.
Well, mas ano siya.
Tapos later mo na lang siya ma-realize na, I think I just chose a clone.
Mas challenging siya to figure out if it's like, not tangible,
yeah.
If it's a personality trait that you tend to go for. Kasi, ang dami ko din kilala na, parang may physical peg talaga sila na, alam mo yung parang, kunyari, they were with someone for a long time. And then, you find out na, oh, nag-break na pala si ganyan, tsaka si ganyan. Tapos, the next girlfriend, or the next boyfriend, my
kamukhang
gosh!
Kamukha, no?
Like a dead ringer.
Yeah.
As in!
And sometimes
like,
they don't know it.
Yeah.
If you were to tell them that...
But everybody sees it.
Nakamukha yung ex.
They'd
be like, hello, hoy, hindi ah. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes
and alam mo
pa
what I
mean. I
noticed? Mm. Usually, the next one is like a poor copy of the ex.
Is or that
like,
what you tell yourself?
I don't have to. I mean, that's what everybody tells me. In that. No. But honestly, yeah, that's what I see often. Like yung parang, ay, parang downgrade.
Because I've remembered this, I do this often.
Mm.
Like sometimes, like, like a celebrity, ganyan,
yeah.
Crush or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, sobrang crush ko yan. And like friends would tell me, hello.
Kamukha
kaya ni ano? And I'm like, oh. And see, like, if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't connect it.
Uh-uh.
I would just think, oh, this celebrity is pretty attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know that you have a type.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number two.
The next time I fall in love, magre-require na ako ng ITR at bank statement before I agree going out on a first date.
Sama
mo
na ng COE.
Oh, COE. Sa hirap ng buhay ngayon, love won't keep us alive. Again, another 90s song. Diba? Love will keep us alive.
Eagles.
Yun ba yan? Oh, that's not 90s pala. Wait, I'm thinking of a different song.
Love will keep us together.
Love will...
Huh?
Love moves.
I know. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
Is that Eagles?
I will die for you.
No, merong isa pa. Duet. Know. Duet. Parang love will keep us alive.
Ano yun?
Love.
Kasi Love Will Keep Us Alive is Eagles, by Eagles. 1993.
Yeah. Ah, 93 siya? O baka ngayon.
It's one of their like medyo...
I could have sworn there was another love... Duet siya. Love Will Keep Us Alive. Sounds like that.
Is it a fast song?
No. It's a duet. Love Will Something Something.
Ano yun?
Ah, it's killing me. 90s din siya.
Sometimes Love Just Ain't
Yeah,
Enough.
Sometimes
Love. Tino.
Thank you.
And Krister.
Thank you. Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough.
I don't wanna lose you.
Yun.
Who sang it? Lose you. I don't know. Something. I don't remember the name.
Yun. Yes.
It just ain't
ano ulit? Sometimes Love Just... Love...
Just Ain't Enough.
Just Ain't Enough. Don Henley and Patti Smyth.
Oh, it's Don Henley. My yeah. Bae. O kaya parang Eagles din.
Di ba? That's why I'm so confused.
Ganun yung vibe. So tama. Medyo Eagles din. I mean, it's Don Henley.
Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough. By Don Henley. Ah, maging chong.
Oh my gosh, oh, Pausa.
Ginawa mo namang... Shomaya. Ano ba yan?
Ginawa ko Shomaya. Don Henley. Patti Smyth. Sino si Don Henley?
Yung may-ari.
Crushy ko pa naman yon.
Si Don Henley.
But Don Henley, when he was younger, my goodness. Like, I would watch old Eagles videos.
Yeah.
Ugh, so hot.
So there. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Alam mo yung tinik sa... Ah, okay, there you go. And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
The next time I fall in love comes from Hody H.
Hody H says,
the next time I fall in love, I'll make sure hindi na siya maniningil ng payment after.
Walang ano.
Ooh,
sana walang
singilan.
Sana wala. Akala ko, mahal mo ko eh. Ba't merong singi?
Bakit merong bill?
Ah, ito po yung bill niya.
Honey, I don't think that's love.
News flash.
News alert.
Maybe that's not love.
That's probably not love.
Ano yung parang, oh my gosh, this is like the best relationship I've been in. Tapos biglang, pag ano niya, pagkatapos niyang ano, maligo, ito po yung bill. Oh, that sucks. Well.
I mean, if you're paying.
Someone probably did.
But there you go. The next time I fall in love, if you want to join us, you know what to do. That's x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag the next time I fall in love in all your posts.
For now, more music on The Monster.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster RX93.1. Time to check out the Hollywood Weekend box office for March 15 to 17, 2024. There's a new movie at number 3, Arthur the King, with $7.5 million in its opening weekend, and it stars Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Simu Liu is also in it. Bear Grylls is in it.
Oh, what?
That.
Yes, he's in it. Okay.
Okay.
Bear Grylls and okay, Mark Wahlberg. Number 5, Cabrini, which we kind of talked about last week,
yeah,
with 2.8 million to add to its 13 million total in the U.S. Number 3, Or number four is last week's number three, Imaginary, with 5.6 million. Number two, Dune Part Two, with $29.1 million. Its total is now at 205
yes.
million.
Look at that.
$205.3 million. And still at number one, last week's number one, Kung Fu Panda 4, with 30 million to add to their 107.7 million total. In the U.S.
Hirap na hirap ako dyan talaga. Pag nagmamadali ako, nasasabi ko Kung Fu Panda. Hindi kasi, alam mo, I swear to you. Like, alam ko naman Kung Fu Panda, pero pag yung mabilisan, minsan, tsaka yung Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
I'm telling you, it's easier to say Kung Fu Panda
more than Kung Fu Panda.
Kasi galing ka dun sa Kung Fu Panda.
No,
baka
don't
you're
say
thinking
that.
Of Kung Pao Chicken. No, baka you're thinking of Kung Pao Chicken.
Something like that.
Kaya parang
nakukung pu. Parang kung Pao. Kung Pu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Kung Po Panda.
Oh, diba?
I mean.
Po.
Si Po.
Si Po. It's such an iconic movie.
Super. Tsaka, yung parang, that was one of the first na yung voice cast, kung ginawa mo siyang like live action, parang grabe yung casting. You had Angelina Jolie, you had like...
Jack Black.
Diba? Jack Black. Like such an amazing cast.
It's insane. Jackie Chan also.
Right?
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, see?
My goodness.
That's what I mean. Like parang like if ginawa mo siyang live
icon.
Action, parang like my gosh.
Sila pa rin ba? Until like the fourth installment, like the current?
I'm not sure.
I think there are a few
actors?
That were switched and of course
new characters
there's also a series that they switched every single one of them.
Okay, so for the fourth one, the one that's number one now, see Awkwafina, Jack Black still there, Bryan Cranston is now part of the cast, Viola Davis.
Oh. There you go.
Kiki Kwan is in it as well, and Dustin Hoffman's still part of it.
Wow.
My goodness.
Pero grabe pa rin yung cast. Like,
yeah,
na-update lang siya.
May na-retain dun sa OG.
Tsaka yung kusino yung mga hot personalities
of
Awkwafina, Kiki Kwan.
Yeah.
Very updated.
That's true.
Yung casting. Diba nga, that's why I'm so excited rin for that. I think in the next Oscars, next year's Oscars, meron ng Oscar for best casting.
Yeah.
I think it's
really?
About
it's a very
time.
Smart decision.
It's about damn time. Because you know what? To cast the perfect people is
yeah.
like a talent.
For sure. Pero grabe na rin naman kasi, I mean, 16 years ago na yung, when the
yung
first
one
came out, 2008 eh.
Wow.
So it's been 16 years. It's 8:04. Welcome to hour number three of the Morning Rush. I'm Hazel Hottie.
I'm Chico Garcia.
And I'm tired.
We're hanging out with you guys till 10 o'clock today. And in just a little while, we'll go live on TikTok. Also, we'll go live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on TikTok.
About to be. We are about to be live
on
TikTok.
About to be live. That's the operative
word. We're almost live on TikTok.
Almost live.
Yeah. But let's start off with some greets.
Let's start over X.
Okay, on X, let's say hi to Simply Nedge. Hi to Nina Hidalgo. Says congrats, WWWSK. What's wrong with Secretary Kim?
Yes.
Right? PA and Kim Chuko Garcia. Cute nyo together. Mm-hmm. Hello to Hody H and Odie1 Kenobi. Says good morning, guys. Share ko lang morning pic sa beach yesterday from our family day tour sa Bohol. Hope you enjoyed yourself over there. Lilo Boy says, gandang umaga, ba't ganyan naman ang top 10? Nang aano, Char. Saying hello to, wait, Nina Hidalgo again, who says, ito na naman tayo sa song guessing ni Chico.
No, I found out what the song
I found
was.
Out what it was.
Casey and JoJo.
All My Life.
All My Life. Yan ba yung ang start yung, habad yung. Habajum.
May ganon.
Di ba parang may ganon? Tama? Wait. Yung sa start.
Baby. Yun! Layo nung baby sa
Habajum.
Baby.
Ano to?
Yun ang start. Hindi yan. Ayun ba yun? Ba't ganon? Ba't
Casey and JoJo?
Yeah, antayin mo yung part na baby.
Ah, sige.
This part?
Wait lang, wait
no,
lang.
No, papasok
yung start
na
yun. Oo nga, weird nga yung start niya. Habajum, 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 habajum. Gusto nga yung intro ko. Ah, but I remember...
Yeah. Ayan.
Ito haba-haba.
Oo.
Ayun na. 3, 2, 1.
Habajum, habajum.
Pasok.
How did you get habajum?
From baby, baby, baby.
Habajum, 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 habajum.
Okay. He loves that song. Chico loves that song.
No. Yeah. Pass. Casey
anyway, we are now live on TikTok, so join us, RX931 on TikTok. And say hello to the Morning Rush Gang. I'm Hazel.
I'm Chico Garcia.
Pero wala pa kayo sa video. So...
Oo nga, wait. Hindi
okay. Na kayo nakikita.
Ito na nga. Ito na
we're
nga.
We're coming.
Pero sumali muna tayo.
RX93.1
mm-hmm. So, live. Hello to the alien face. I love you too.
Ayan, nagpadala na ako ng request. Ah, tsaka in-accept ko na rin.
Okay, hello to Vincent and Riel.
Ayan na nga. Okay, go.
Okay, good morning. And now we're just waiting for Margie. There, there's Chico.
Hello!
Habajung, habajung, habajung.
Hello, TikTok. Habajung, habajung, habajung.
Good morning! Okay, let's greet a lot of people from the text line. Good morning to Kara. Bakit parang Scooby-Doo yung sheesh ni Chico?
Sheesh!
Hello to Juice Blank again. And also we're saying good morning to Claire Calias. Belated happy birthday. Majorette's kindergarten classmate who eventually became her classmate in college. How cool.
Oh.
Cool. Good morning to... Marky, are you there na?
I am.
Lapa. Wait. I'm looking for ya. There. Good morning to Justin. Hello, Carlo Lozada and Marielle and Lozada. Rhyme and Reason says, good morning, Lilo Boy. Mayo Argiza, have you seen Survivor Australia? What's your take?
Not yet!
I have seen it. I mean, I kind of reacted on X. All I can say is, napabila ko ng Tim Tam sa grocery kasi, you know.
It's such an Australian thing.
No, and if you watch kasi the yung jury villa videos nila, it's one of the things they all look forward to, like having a Tim Tam, because it's such an Australian
thing. It's such a thing. So,
I remember that was one of the things that Brad Turvey taught us. Because we started talking about Tim Tams, and then he started saying like, do you eat it? Like, just eat it? And we were like, yeah.
You eat the top and the bottom and then you put it inside the coffee
tea.
Or
no,
tea.
Dapat daw tea. Yun ang talagang
Aussie
way. Kasi
sweet
way.
Eh. It's tapos, chocolate.
We were like perplexed. And he was like, okay, I'm going to bring Tim Tams tomorrow. Tapos nagdala siya ng tea and Tim Tams. And yun sisip-sipin mo siya.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, we were like, this is such a strange way to eat Tim Tams.
Oh,
but
yeah,
apparently,
probably,
if you're Aussie, that's how you really
eat
it.
I'd probably do that with milk.
Oh, that sounds good. Like warm milk?
Or like cold. Just the milk. Fresh milk.
Oh, that sounds good. I think that would be better. Because to be honest, I wasn't that crazy about the whole tea thing.
It would make it even more like
okay lang.
Rich with milk, no?
Well, I mean, are you watching US Survivor?
Just the first episode pa lang.
First episode pa lang. Three episodes pa lang, di ba?
Three episodes pa lang.
Yeah.
Hello to Chi Chi and thank you so much for breakfast.
Thank you
for breakfast, Chi Chi.
Chi Chi and Mayan, thank you, birthday girl.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Hello to Raymond and Raymond says, please say hi to Lodi Hodi H. Hello to Chef Chefin and Luigi R. Luigi R. Hello to Mac who says, please greet Mrs. B a happy 5th wedding anniversary. With her hubby, same day we celebrated our anniversary for 13 years. That's from Zap.
Oh, wow.
So happy anniversary,
happy
guys.
Anniversary to you.
Good morning, Gabrielle, Imenzo, and Mar says, what's up? Also, Yon Tefian and John Paolo. Thank you for tuning in. We have so many more greets. We'll save them for later, for next batch.
Okay.
Yes, we'll do that.
Why does Marky say live posted? Or paused, not posted.
Ah, yeah. I'm back
if
now.
He's outside of like, the app,
okay,
that's
okay,
what happens.
Okay.
It gets paused.
Okay, I thought you disappeared.
Yeah, I was going to go to X. But
so, is that it? We jump
that's
into
it?
The top 10?
Yeah, let's jump into the top 10.
So, thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic, The Next Time I Fall in Love. Let's start off with Al Macchiato.
Number 10.
The next time I fall in love, I'll make sure parehas kaming clean slate. Lahat ng kailangan ng closure, i-close na please para wala nang what-ifs na binabalik-balikan.
Oh!
Parang like, are you sure you're done? Are you sure you're ready to start a new relationship?
Like sa mga exes, ganyan. Sa mga ex.
Lalo na may fresh ex. Alam mo na yun, yung kaka-break up lang. Parang like, sure ka ba? Okay ka na? I mean like, kasi mamaya bigla ang dami nating ex issues.
Iba nga, tagal ng break dun sa ex, di pa rin.
Not really? Okay. Like what? Like ano? Let describe to us. Like ano alam. Ba yung...
Tanong ko yung friend ko, si Maisel.
Si Maisel!
Mrs. Maisel.
Si Maisel Tragilon?
Yung marami pa rin ano, baggage, ganun.
May mga baggage.
Bagage.
Bagage.
Oh, bagage.
Yeah.
Huwag na kayong magtaka kung sa Holy Week trip natin ako yung pinaka maraming...
Bagage.
Bagage.
And from Arabin.
Number nine.
The next time I fall in love, sa'yo pa rin. Come on, let's be real. Wala namang hihigit pa sa'yo. Ah, okay, that's...
Like we said, some people just can't get over certain relationships.
Well, that's the wish if ikaw yung recipient. Because it's not so good if you're the one
telling
who's still parang
hung up
on somebody. Kasi parang hindi ka maka-move on. Eh sila, mali mo, nag-move on na. Tapos ikaw yung parang like, still hoping and waiting. Very ano, ano yung sa my best friend's wedding? Wishing and hoping. And wishing
and hoping. And
pero kasi minsan, it's not like you're wishing and hoping. It's just like, wala. You just can't find anyone na parang that can make you feel the way that maybe your ex
okay.
made you feel.
Here's my take on that. It could be one of two things. Pwedeng very passive na, eh, wala lang kumahanap na katulad niya. Pero, you might not know, pag active version of that, is the reason nobody measures up is because you're still hung up. Gets?
Yeah.
Baka naman meron ng naka-meet or naka-exceed pa nga dun sa tao. But because you're
The
Wi-Fi
internet.
Is not
it's
okay.
The Wi-Fi.
That's why I keep going out because I have to remove.
It's not on my data.
I
put it on my data now.
Cellular data. But sometimes it's also that. Yung kaya everyone pales in comparison. It's because you are hung up on your ex.
Pero sa tingin ko, wala namang masama dun. Minsan okay lang, diba? I mean...
Hindi, in general. Okay, Ariana. Sorry, Ariana. Si Ariana Aguilar.
Yes. And
right?
Say that she's...
Coming from Arch Aguilar.
Number eight.
The next time I fall in love, I will no longer overthink. Kung mag-cheat sila, eh, di nag-cheat. Kahit ano namang higpit ang gawin ko, kung gusto nila kung saktan, eh sasaktan ka nila.
Totoo yun. Sometimes pa nga, the tighter your grip, the more they wanna... get out of it.
Pigless!
The more they want a pigless, you know?
The more they want a pigless.
Like, they're like, oh my gosh.
So, dapat wag masyadong tight yung grip. Na?
Yeah.
Depende. Depende sa situation. May times na medyo kailangan mo nang higpitan.
Yeah. Towards the end. Kunyari, malapit na ka ikasal, maghigpit ka na, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi malapit na
but then when they say they're on the way, they're coming.
Wag masyado.
Yeah, you gotta like...
Let loose a little bit. Let them, ano... Let them come to you.
Parang ano, parang si J-Lo. Let's get loose. Let's get loose.
Loose. Ganon.
And from Nicki Minaj and Boo.
Number seven.
The next time I fall in love, I'll make sure na siya naman ang gagastos. Last time kasi, laging ako, ang ending, masakit na puso ko, walang laman pa yung bulsa ko.
Double whammy. Talk about a lose-lose situation.
Totoo yan, ha? And sometimes you're willing to do that because you're thinking, well, this is my end game, right? And you're ending up together. And obviously, that's what you do for people you love. But, ang hirap, you, gumastos ka as if siya yung endgame mo.
Tas only to find ka? Out,
iniiwang ka. E de, ano nangyari? Naubusan ka lang ng budget. Oh, that's terrible. And, from RD Strong.
Number six.
The next time I fall in love, hindi ko na siya isuspoil ng gifts. Pati kasi pamilya niya, ine-expect na yung quote blessings, eh, aabot sa kanila. When it comes to like special occasion. So, pag birthday nila, kailangan may regalo din ako. Pag Christmas at saka whatever, kailangan may regalo din ako sa bawat member of the family.
Yeah, I've never actually been in a relationship where I would gift like family members or whatever. Walang ganon. Pero like, I do have friends na even during the boyfriend-girlfriend stage, yung parang, yeah, they would gift the mom or they would like give
the
sister.
Ang ano ko is like, kunyari, you're a couple. Obviously, before you became a couple, you would give your own family members gifts,
presents,
right?
Yeah.
So, pag naging couple kayo, pag birthday ng relatives ni A, lahat ng bibili ni A for his or her family, from us. Tapos, pag yung mga family members naman ni B, si B rin yung bibili for his or her family, tapos from us. Get? So, hindi nadagdagan yung gastos.
Actually, ako parang feeling ko lucky recipient ako of gifts from my siblings' partners. Or like, maniligaw.
Okay.
Alam mo yun? Like, kasi nga, siguro because,
I'm the youngest child.
I was a kid while, you know, all that was happening. So, they would spoil me.
You know the weirdest gift I ever got in my life? The one time that I spent Christmas in the U.S., kasi I was with my family, my entire family. We went to the U.S. Tapos, one of the rare times that we weren't in the Philippines, we were in Florida with my uncle and auntie. Tapos, strangely, in the U.S., hindi ganun ka big deal ang Christmas. Mas big deal sa kanila ang Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes.
So, halos walang mga celebrations. So, we were invited, my uncle and my aunt were invited to a Filipino party.
Mm.
Tapos, since we were with them, sumama kami. Now, the host gave a gift to everyone. So, syempre, kami, hindi naman nila kami kilala, diba? Kumbaga, parang sabit lang kaming family. But they were so nice that they gave us all gifts.
Oh,
even
sweet.
Even if hindi nila kami kilala. So, the gift that I got, and I was a kid at this time, nakalagay, to robot. Merry Christmas. And I was like, who's the robot?
Robot?
Who's robot? Tapos yung gift pala, robot. And since they didn't know my name, they just said to robot. Mary, and I was like,
no, well, I mean, maybe because they wanted to know.
It was the strangest thing.
Maybe just want to know what's inside the gift. So they're like, oh, robot to. Oh, mukhang boy to. Let's give it to him.
No, pero like, why would you, at kunyari, if it was an iPad, dear iPad, Merry Christmas. Like, why would you make the gift the name of
or like, literally, you'll just put robot if you're doing it for the sake of
identifying.
Knowing what's inside.
Yeah.
You're not gonna put two robot, right?
Yeah. Tawang-tawa talaga. I was really, even as a kid, I was like, huh?
The robot?
Tapos pagbukas ko, robot yung gift. I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I just felt it was so
but
weird
very
that
thoughtful
they addressed,
of them
but
to
very
think
thoughtful
in
very
advance
thoughtful.
But they thought ahead na parang oh baka ma-OP sila if
siguro
sila
meron
lang
silang
gift.
Alam mo yung mga nakatabi na just in case merong mga
wait,
dumating
it's good to
na
have that ha? Ako may ganyan akong stash yung parang you know stuff na unopened unused in
yeah
case of an emergency na biglang may kailangan mo ng last minute gift.
Oh yan parang sabi ni Morio ako I put post-its to know what's inside but not like
To robot, blank, to
stationary, to
sweater,
to backpack,
to hoodie.
We hope you enjoy it.
It's very strange.
I'll never forget that. And from the Super Malice guy.
Number five.
The next time I fall in love, hindi na ako magpapalagay ng matching tattoos. Oh, yeah.
This is a no-no.
This is such a Johnny Depp, Winona Ryder moment, you know. They had each other's names tattooed on their bodies. And then Johnny had to ginawa niyang Wino.
Forever.
Forever.
Yung Winona Forever.
Winona Forever kasi yung pinatattoo niya. And when they broke up, and it wasn't a good breakup, ginawa niyang Wino Forever.
You know, siguro at most, maybe you could get matching tattoos. Na parang yes. independent of each other.
O, kunyari.
You would still enjoy looking at it. Like, if ever you break up. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
Kunyari, just put matching hearts.
Yeah,
or even like, if you break up, nobody will know that it's because of your ex.
Yeah, or something important. Like, kunyari, you and Baby Whale.
Manta. We wanted a manta tattoo. We've
matching.
Talked about it. Yeah. But then, I don't like tattoos. So, I was like, no.
Sabi ko kay Baby Whale, ako, G ako.
Oh, sige. Tapos ano, babayaran ko yung tattoo artist. Lagyan ka ng manta sa noo.
Imagine
reset. Mo, may sa, alam mo, patulugin ka tapos magising mo, meron ka na.
Para kang baka ka na inano, ni label.
So sabi ko, lakihan mo yung manta.
Brand. Yung
saka gusto ko, yung manta nandun sa buong forehead tapos yung buntot, yung gaganon sa cheek.
I cannot. How would you, okay, here's a question.
Okay.
How would you feel if somebody got a tattoo of your name? Like, would you feel super flattered? Like, alam
we're
mo
not in a relationship?
No. Kuya, you're in a relationship. And then the person surprises you with a tattoo of your name on their body. And they're like,
oh, that's cool.
So you're not even gonna think na parang, why did you do, why would you do that? Like, why?
Oh, I know. It's their honor.
To have your name on.
I get it. Yeah. Wouldn't you want to have an icon's name tattooed on your body? Kayo, kung gusto nyo, lagay yung name ko. Okay lang ako. Go.
Papalagay ko na name, ano?
Natalie. Ganun, kalagay. Natalie forever. Rosamund forever. Go. Go. I give you permission. You've earned it. You've earned it!
No, but seriously, though, how would you feel?
If, okay.
Let's say you haven't been together that long. Maybe you've been together a year. Tapos biglang anniversary gift niya sa'yo. First anniversary niya pa lang. Biglang may name mo. They basically branded themselves.
It's kind of a pass for me.
Ako go.
Because listen, if you've been in a relationship for like a year, or well, it depends. Are you gonna get married?
I don't know. I
maybe,
mean, my...
but like the alam thing mo, is, it's such alam. A commitment.
Even
to put a tattoo of the name of your significant other in your body. What if you break up?
You know what? Even strangers. Kunyari, it's Maxim De Winter. Gustong itatoo yung pangalan ko sa katawan niya. Go. Diba? So,
alam mo talaga kung sino yung ititrigger
alam ko talaga.
Oo.
Kung gusto ni Maxim, dahil lang ko, loading niya.
All caps. Pero bakit?
Gusto mo trigger ko pa siya. Kasi, kunyari, gusto na lagay ni Maxim De Winter yung pangalan ko sa katawan niya. Kasi, kahawig ko si John Bon Jovi.
No, you did not just go.
And they go, kasi di ba? Dead ringer. Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just walks in. So good na dito. Ganon, ganong level.
And he just, di ba? Smack.
Hello, di ba I told you?
Sabi ni Maxim, OTW. Kakalad ka rin kanya.
Hindi, okay, remember my story when we were in Bali? Was it Bali? No, Cebu. Remember? Tayo, no, nag-hosting tayo for Sophia and King Ten. Remember? We were in Starbucks. And then this guy approached. And said, can I take your picture?
Yeah, the one who named, who was named after
his
you.
His name is Chico. Because his parents named him after
and
me.
And how old was he?
Oh, hindi na nga importante yun, di ba? So, yeah, that was so,
but
that
like, was
a cool
thing. Was he like gaga, gugu gaga? Or was he like,
a traveling adult. A full-grown man named Chico.
I say one thing. Deserve.
Pero diba, like,
and iba yung
that was
naming
cool.
After you.
Why?
Kasi
it's
that,
cool.
You know, it's a name. But yung kunyari kasi feeling ko, if kunyari a significant other did that for me, parang ako din, I would find it like, oh, of course you got
it's
my
sweet,
name
right?
tattooed on
you. Yeah, exactly.
But I wouldn't want them to expect I would do the same. Kasi what if yung kunyari surprise, may tattoo ako ng name, oh, next year, ikaw naman.
Ay, hindi. Huwag ganon. Hindi kunyari, wala namang ganon. Kasi ako, I don't like tattoos. So, on me. So, sa akin, if you do that, oh, edi go. Pero yung,
ay,
yung sasabihin mo na kailangan
ako.
For
you. Oh. Your birthday.
Ay, hindi.
Tatatuan ka namin na muli tutulog ka sa Batangas.
Hindi.
Or better yet, make it a little more temporary. We'll put it on his, like, forehead.
Forehead. Oo.
Nope.
And sige, then, para medyo, ano, cool, Roman numerals. Hindi yung actual.
Magdadala ako ng wig na may bangs.
And then when he goes to check himself in the mirror, we go inside because malapit ng April Fools. April Fools! Take a photo and then post it on X.
At tas ganon, parang ganon nga, di ba? Kunyari, kahit complete stranger. For example, si Will Parfit ng Magic Men, biglang malaman ko, tinatoo yung pangalan ko sa katawan niya. And then I'm like, no problem, go for it. So, yun, mga ganon. Okay
feeling
lang.
Ko ano, dapat talaga nanood ka ng Magic Men. Mm. Kasi feeling ko, if you had been there, they would have made you disappear.
Voila! He's got...
Ta-da!
I can't because, alam mo, I wanted to watch the show, but, at that very moment, sumisisid ako. And I mean, I was in the bottom of the ocean. I was at the very bottom of the ocean. So, yeah, I couldn't. I was diving. Yeah.
Mm.
Unfortunately,
you
I could
have been diving somewhere else, but...
Yeah.
But, sa pool! Pwede naman sa pool!
Totoo.
Pwede sa pool!
Hindi ka na naglumayo. Bakit?
We had to tune up pa before we went diving again. Na parang,
sa pool muna.
Although ako, I kind of had a tune-up dive because when Marky got his checkout, I did the exercises too. So medyo ako meron akong konting...
Oh yeah,
konting,
that's true.
Refresher. But yeah, we did a refresher before we went out.
Natawa ako kay Maxim. Tatuan kita ng black eye, Chico. Gusto mo yun?
Oh, sige. Hindi na lang ano,
pangalan mo?
Hindi, pangalan ko pa rin. Pero sige, hindi na Bon Jovi. Kamukha ko kasi si Alexander Ludwig. Yung isa pang crush ni Maxim. Kamukha ko si Alexander Ludwig. And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number four.
Sabi mo ko ano reaction niya. The next time I fall in love, I'm going to be more adventurous. Papasyal na ako sa mga bars na maraming afam. Tapos uupo ako sa bar counter. Sasabihin ko sa katabi ko, wanna buy me a drink? Okay.
Ganun. Okay. May reaction na si Max.
Ah, ano sabi niya?
Bye. Short and sweet.
Alam nyo, ang shady ha. Bakit? Nakita nyo ba si Alexander Ludwig?
I think so, yes.
Which one's Alexander
naman,
Ludwig?
Google mo lang.
How?
Okay. Let me look
on your laptop.
So I will show you ano itsura ni Alexander Ludwig.
A.K.A. Chico's look-alike.
Look-alike ko to ha. Alexander Ludwig. Ayan. Images. Crush ni Maxim yan, si Alexander.
I know who that is. No, I know him. He's from Vikings. I'm
tingin
a fan
ulit
of that guy. He's very good.
Di ba kahawid ka?
Parang akande, kasi ikaw parang mas Alexander Graham Bell.
Daming haters.
Pero kahit ni Alexander the Great.
And from Queen of Deadman.
Number three.
The next time I fall in love, kailangan niya munang mag-submit ng Senomar. Ayoko nang ma-inlove sa may asawa. Lalo pag na-deceive ka, yung hindi mo alam, di ba? Kasi medyo hello ko, alam mo naman na from the start, that you're complicit. Pero kunyari, hindi mo naman alam. Yeah, next time you would want a Senomar. Ano siya? Certificate
of
no marriage. Yeah. Na parang, I have never been married before. So, here's my Senomar. And then you can start dating. Para pwede na ulit.
So it's a... This is when you get annulled.
Alam mo, I don't know.
Or
dapat ba pag single lang?
No, pag single,
and
kaya.
And you've never been married before.
No, but what if you were married but it's been annulled? Do you get a Senomar again? Or does it say used to be married. Kasi certificate
kasi
of no
annulment,
marriage.
But parang it never happened.
Ah, that's true. Ah, so, kung annulment then, obviously. Kasi diba divorce, the marriage was dissolved.
Uh-oh.
But annulment, the marriage never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Parang it was null and void. So, yeah. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number two.
Number two.
The next time I fall in love, we will map our genealogy. Compare family trees. Just to make sure we're not related.
Yes. Make sure you're not related before doing anything.
Not this entry.
No, not today, Satan. Not today. No. No.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
I wish we could share. What
one, two, punch.
Okay. Silence. Silence. Bring back my girls.
Silence.
Bring back my girls. Tampupu says, the next time I fall in love, sana taga South America naman. Malapit ko nang makumpleto yung mga continents. So, meron na siyang Asian, meron na siyang North American, meron na siyang African, meron na siyang Antarctican. Wow.
I don't think there's Antarctican.
Parang di yata counted.
That's not, unless you hook up with a scientist, but I don't think they have a passport.
But that counts, right? Doesn't that count?
No, because they don't have a passport.
Wait. Okay, let's do that. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so Asia, North America, South America, Europe, Africa.
Australia.
Antarctica. Oh, I think that's part of the continent.
Yeah, but the thing is, there are no residents.
Then what do you call people who lives in Antarctica?
They're scientists.
No, wala bang ano livable part na Antarctica? Di ba
no,
laki naman
it's
nun?
All ice. I don't think so. It's like na. If ever it's all like it's all laboratories.
Ang alam ko,
yung aliens.
Merong part na bawal kang pumunta. Like you can't, even if you're a scientist. That's where they live.
There's a community.
The lizard people.
Oh my gosh.
No, they've been on the planet Earth for the longest time. And kaya sila nakatagal undetected kasi nga bawal pumunta dun sa part
na yun. So Antarctica yung hometown ni Joe Biden, according to you.
Oh my gosh.
If we're following your insane theory.
I don't know. Pero there's an alien, ano. There's an alien, ayan o, see? Sabi ni, ano, ACR, the site of the second impact. Yeah, no, totoo yan.
Okay.
It's a thing. Okay, so there you go. I wonder if there are people, no? Who's, like, okay, minus Antarctica, who have actually
somebody commented on TikTok, si Murio, today continents, tomorrow countries.
Ay, countries, mahirap yung countries.
Ano yan, ah?
Good luck sa countries.
Madami naming pins.
Mahirap yun. All right, so there you go. The top 10, the next time I fall in love. But when we come back, we will be transferring to Facebook Live.
We'll see you guys over there. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV also and YouTube Live. But we're going to wrap up our TikTok Live in just a short while. Follow our personal TikTok accounts. HazelRX931 for me, Marky Strom for Marky.
Chico Garcia 36
on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Yes, also on YouTube and Twitch. So join us now. Let's say good morning to more texters via 0961-1367-931. Good morning, Arvin PPP. Hello to Tino and Christer. What's up to M? Also saying hello to Cyril Verano. Jumil Ann is also locked in. Renz, Maxim. Hello. Hi to She. What's up, Aaron Petrache? Hello to your husband, Ping, and your kids, Axel and Mia. We have Arian, who's also locked in. Hi to Jay Ocampo, who wants a request for a birthday blend for his lovely wife, Lane Ocampo.
Lane.
Okay, let's just do the other greets in case there's another one. Hello to Chinito Ken, and good morning to Rich Chan. We also have Angeli and Martin Duenas. Hi to Westy Joyme.
Joyme.
Good morning.
Joyme.
Hi to Yon Tifian. And Mar also says hi. Sabi niya Yon Tifian kanina, parang ako lang yung hindi choppy sa live kasi I switched agad to mobile data. Hello to Advent Choi. And also good morning to John Paolo. Sabi niya, I don't know if... Oh, yeah, we were talking about that song. So he also mentioned the Peter Cetera, Amy Grant song.
Mm.
Lilo Boy is locked in. Carlo Sue says hi to Liz, Cass, and Tisha. Hello to Raymond Lomeda. And I think that's it. So we can do the birthday blend now.
Well, let's check X muna. Baka meron. Sige. Saying hi to Specialist Joe. Please greet one of the legendary rushers and the holiest... Pastor RC and Sess.
Hello. Long time no hear. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Bumped into them yesterday after 15 plus years.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Hi to Martin Duenas. Hi to Bishmi Not, who says, Ohio Marky and the gang. And that's it for greets. So, yeah. There you go. That's it.
Okay.
That's our only happy
for
birthday
Lane.
Greet. For Lane. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Lane.
Happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday to our very own Gail.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Happy birthday, Gail.
And that's it for
yes.
All right, so here we go. We've got our giant batch of the top 10 for today. Courtesy of Mike Ferrer, The Next Time I Fall in Love. Archer Aguilar says, next time I fall in love, hindi ko na sasama sa RX Greets. Sus, everyday mo ba naman batiin? Eh, di naging toxic. Cute naman yung everyday. That's like, hello. It's like saying good morning or I love you every day.
It's like Archer Aguilar.
Yeah, that's
fine. Who always
fine.
Greets her partner every day.
Oh, yun nga. Diba? Parang, ba't naman magiging toxic? Okay lang naman yun. Queen of Deadma. The next time I fall in love, it will probably be with my bestie's ex. I'm very competitive. Whatever she had, I want for myself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Red flag.
Right?
Red flag alert, like as a friend and as a partner.
As a human being.
Yeah. From Tampupu, the next time I fall in love, pipili na ako ng walang best friend. Na lagi akong sinisiraan kasi ang totoo, may HD siya sa jowa ko.
Mm.
How do you feel about a partner being best friends with, well, the opposite sex or the sex you're attracted to?
Yeah. You know, this is so difficult kasi sa totoo lang, yung basta hindi ko kinukutuban. Kasi sometimes there's something intangible. You can't put your finger on it, but you're like...
Yung back, yung medyo buitre levels, gano'n.
Hindi, pero diba, yung parang kasi merong bestie na... Yeah, it's what they're attracted to, but you know that there's nothing going on.
You know, they're really just the best of friends. Besties lang.
Pag gano'n, no problem. Pero pag meron akong na gut feel... Na kahit kunyari yung jowa ko walang gusto sa kanya, pero alam ko na siya may... Yung nakukutuban mo na, alam mo may gusto to eh.
Wait.
Ito yung best friend na may gusto sa jowa ko. Then I'll be very like,
wait wary. A second. So, is that what you're feeling now? Are you gonna say this to the person in front of you? Or do I have to be the in-between person?
Hindi naman kami besties niya, no?
Hindi naman sila besties.
Throuple kami. Oh, besties. Hindi naman. May bestie naman.
Alam nyo, ano na eh. Malapit na yung matagal yung inihintay. Yung sabunutan sa strata.
This don't happen.
Pero gets. Kasi like, ang hirap niyang like yung parang, kunyari, pwedeng itanong sa'yo ng partner mo, boyfriend, girlfriend. Parang like, ba't kay Blank, hindi ka naman nagsiselos. Pero kay Blank, ngit-ngit na ngit-ngit
parang
ka.
It's your
hindi mo siya
sense.
Hindi mo siya I can't give you anything solid, but
when
I
do
don't trust this other one.
You know what?
You feel it.
That's
may
it.
Ganun talaga eh.
There is something. I mean, okay. From personal experience.
Okay.
Kasi I told you guys, we're open, right?
Yeah.
So may mga friends, si SO, na alam ko, I have a feeling na may mga nangyayari. Mm. But I'm okay with them.
Yeah.
But there's this one, that you feel it's something a little bit, like, na may hidden desire. that I'm just like, that's overstepping.
Yeah. No, it's really hard to say. Tas minsan pag kunyari, you're trying to explain this to your significant other. Yung wala kang mabigay na solid proof, and it's just like, oh, just trust me.
It's a kutob.
It's a spider sense. It's
you
tingling.
You can feel it. Yeah. You know there's something, and you know that it's not probably your significant other, or maybe it is, but it's more of the other person.
Yeah. But what if it were the other way around? Na may kutob ka na type to ng significant other ko. Pero...
Ano? Sorry.
What type? If baligtad? Oh. Yung nasisense mo na may gusto is your partner. Pero yung friend, dead ma, or wala naman, just friends lang talaga. Pero what if nasisense mo na parang bet siya nito?
I'm slightly better than that. Better with that.
Than kasi, yung isa yung may gusto
kasi parang
partner.
Sa akin, mas kontrolado ko yung... Kumbaga, the one I'm having a relationship with. And pwede ko siyang
sabihin... You can confront
them. Pwede ko siyang sabihin na, oy, ikaw ha, alam ko may ano, okay lang akong crush, pero like... It better end at that. You know what I mean? Yung isa kasi hindi mo kontrolado, hindi mo naman friend yun eh. So kung siya yung parang medyo umaali-aligid, parang you're just a little bit more wary of that person.
You are wary.
So, di ba more of a threat yung partner mo yung may type dun sa isa?
Well, if you don't trust your partner, then yes.
Oh, that's true.
But kunyari nga, you're very open with them naman. And you're like, this better end here. I know you. Whether you admit it or not, I know you like her. I know you like him. So, you better not. You know what I mean? At least may ganun ka na pinangahawakan.
You have that right.
You have that right.
Say something.
Ang hirap pag dun sa friend. Kasi it's like, you're not their friend.
Ay, may nag-comment. Hoy! May
ano?
Comment
oh, ano,
Facebook.
Ano,
woo!
Oh! Hoy! Feeling ko hindi magsasaksi. feeling ko parang confident ako.
Sabi nga ni Aaliyah.
Oh.
If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Ayun.
And try again.
If makokontrol niya ako.
Hindi, ako kontrolin ko si Hazel.
Igagapos
ko si Hazel. Oo. And from Rhyme and Reason, the next time I fall in love, I will use flames and data analytics to ascertain that my hypothesis is true in a number of deviations based on independent and dependent variables so that I can avoid any chance of failing again. Ay, nako.
Can you say it again? I'm
kidding. Hindi, pero diba, you can't. You can't use, like, data and logic for love. Love is such a subjective thing.
Which is why falling in love actually sometimes is harder for smarter people.
Smart people. Yun yung sinasabi nila na, ang tali-talino, pero ang tanga pagdating sa pag-ibig. Diba, very that.
Yeah.
It is such a... Dun yung downfall mo as a smart person when you fall in love. Because that has nothing to do with... logic.
So it doesn't make sense to you. And so, parang because it doesn't make sense, kung ano-ano na yung nasisilip mo na problem.
You overthink things.
And that's
things,
not good. It's not you good. Kind of self-sabotage. Yung mga ganun.
That's why it's gotta be like a mixture of EQ and IQ talaga.
Yeah,
di
pwedeng, true.
Ano, di pwedeng one or the other. If not, true. Like, one suffers.
Mike Ferrer says, the next time I fall in love, anything better than my last should be great.
Damn.
Alam mo yung super bad ng huli mong relationship. That, you know, anything better than that, even if it's not great, will be great.
Well, from what I learned...
Stop. Please stop.
Living my best life now.
Stop. From Twindy, the next time I fall in love, I'll make sure na sa'yo ako mafa-fall. Ikaw kasi yung second lead syndrome ko. Mas okay, pero laging sa main lead na masama ang ugali ako na fall. Kasi usually, di ba sa K-drama, ganun. Yung the main person na parang in love yung si girl. Medyo F-boy, medyo...
Bad
you know
boy.
What I mean? Bad boy. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung si second lead, yun yung mabait.
Mas deserving.
Pero, yun nga, eventually, mapuprove na si lead guy naman pala is... Mabait naman pala talaga. You know what I mean? Usually ganun yung thing. And from Krister, the next time I fall in love, I won't give him all the love that I have. I will just give him the love I have in excess of what I should have for myself. Krister,
are we buying this entry?
Naniniwala ba tayo kay Krister?
You know what?
Naniniwala, raise your hand.
I think that Krister has been working on himself.
Really?
So checking all sorts of things online.
Sige na nga.
Maybe seeing someone.
Posting things online.
Growth. I mean,
Nesuot.
Maybe not in that order.
Not in that order.
But yes.
Okay. And from Coco Hernandez, the next time I fall in love, gusto ko yung nasasarapan sa pagbabatirol ko pag malamig ang gabi. Oh, that's great, huh? Hot chocolate on a cold night. That's delicious.
Gano'ng kadalas magbatirol pag gabi?
Hindi, siguro pag ano. Siguro nga pag masyadong malamig. Kasi it's pure chocolate. It is pure chocolate. So, and it's prepared in the old school way. Hindi siya yung parang like, just add hot water. So, minimix mo pa yan. Di ba yung ginaganan yan?
Yeah, sa vacation natin,
hindi, wala. Oh, ano tayo, 3-in-1.
But naman?
Wait, is that what they do?
Yung ganun. Di ba? Parang that's how you mix the
chocolate. Parang
magandang mag-ano, batirol. Sige, bigyan kita bukas.
Hindi, dun sa ano sa masaba. Trip natin. Diba?
So it's like this, and then what? And then when it's a little bit... when
parang pag naging... ganun ba yun? Pag naging little, thick na or something.
So when it's thicker?
Hindi nga.
Oh, so
yung ang thicker, yung ano, chocolate.
Yung chocolate. Okay. I thought you were talking about the actual stick.
Have I done something wrong? Are these two my karma? Have I been a bad person?
No,
and this
been,
is my punishment.
You have been an amazing person. That's why.
You got us.
Reward kayo!
Reward!
With rewards like you, who needs punishment?
Ano ka na, kumbaga sa membership, ano ka na yung pinaka-premium na. Kaya,
okay.
Yung kumbaga sa membership card.
You know, you've reached that point.
Let's not talk about like mga membership card, mga discount card. Ayoko nang ganyang usapan. Ayoko nang mga ganyang usapan.
Oh my gosh, ilang years na lang.
Shush! Stop! Stop! Hindi kayo alam mo, pag hindi ka tumigil,
what?
Hindi ko gagamitin pag magkasama tayo. Sige ka.
You know what I told Chico? I said, I'm not feeling very good this week. Chico said, why? I said, because this week, I'm officially older than you.
Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, 37? Yuck.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Ew. That's gross.
Kuya Marky. Ate Hayes.
Older man.
Kakantahan na kita nung ano, Imagine Dragons. Thunder. Ta-ta-tanda. Tender.
Ta-ta-tanda.
Oh. And from Simply Nedge, the next time I fall in love, ay wala talaga. Isisikreto ko na lang. Ang dami kasing intrigera sa family. Not sad. I mean, mag-intrigera kunyari, it's, I don't know, controversial relationship. Pero you're like, in general, why would you be intrigera with people who are just in love, right? That's a weird thing.
Siguro ano sila, they don't have a life of their own, so...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So they'll end up sending you things like, Harry Potter will turn you gay. Certain things like that.
Okay, and... let's move on. coming from Arch Aguilar, the next time I fall in love, sa stories ko na lang siya ipopost. Para at least wala na akong i-delete kung nag-break kami.
Wala na sa feed.
Wala na sa feed.
Don't make it on your feed.
Kasi isa-isahin mo pa, diba? And delete the stuff that they're in. Pero pag stories, wala na. It's really gone after 24 hours. So, no need to delete.
Or archive.
Archive, oh. Diba? So,
yes.
No problem. And self-proclaimed gorgeous says, ay, wala. Mag-hire na talaga ako ng private investigator para malaman ko talaga kung sino yung papakasalan ko. Prenup, etc., etc. So, yeah. I wonder if... Is that a thing? Kasi diba sa US ang dami-daming private investigator.
Yeah.
Meron ba dito?
Meron naman.
And like for anything, yung tipong papasundan mo yung asawa
for
mo
sure.
to check if they're having an affair.
For sure, or, madaming ganun.
You know what I mean?
Let's check it. Let's check it out.
Yung the ones that you go to if to do the legwork for like you need something yeah. investigated.
May suspicions ka or whatever.
May papasundan ka na empleyado.
Meron dito.
If you think ano siya like may kalokohang ginagawa.
Diligent, discreet, affordable. Spousal surveillance,
oh,
background checks, fraud, estafas,
oh, yeah.
investigation, legal process service, free consultation, missing person locator.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Private detective services in the Philippines. Look at us.
Diba usually sa movies lang natin nakikita yan
yeah.
or TV shows? Diba yung, Magnum PI, which was like a big thing in the 80s, diba na si Tom Selleck. PI stands for private investigator. And that was his job in the TV show. Na parang, yun. Like every week, merong case. Nalalapitan siya ng this wife na hinahanap yung husband niya or whatever, something. Magnum PI. Meron din pala. Interesting. From Tampupu, the next time I fall in love, hindi na ako magiging super clingy. To the point na sinasamahan ko siya kahit sa banyo kasi ayaw ko siyang ma-miss even for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, wala namang masama dun. Diba? Eh, minsan nag-uusap kayo, gusto nyo tuloy-tuloy yung kwento, di ba? So, samahan nyo sa
pag nag-toothbrush, hindi naman kayo makakapag-usap. Pero gusto mo pa rin.
Hindi. Kasi habang nag-toothbrush yung isa ay nagsasalita. Tapos pag yung isa naman na yung nag-toothbrush, yung isa naman na magsasalita. So, tuloy-tuloy yung usapan. And hindi nyo kailangan mamiss ang isa't isa. So, and from Krister, ipapa-panel interview ko muna sila sa mga impactas at sa circle of friends ko. Sabi nga ng Spice Girls, if you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. I don't know about this though. Ako kasi I'm a big fan of, ikaw, you're the one who's going to live with this person.
But it's kind of part of the equation.
It's part of the equation.
Spend a lot of time with your friends.
But honestly, I'm like, siguro for fun, but I'm not. Kunyari, ayaw lahat ng friends ko. Pero gusto ko yung tao. I'd still be with the person.
Kasi ako isipin din. Mo, parang, yeah, I would still be with the person. Pero parang, it just lessens all the possibilities. Like, for example, kunyari, hindi kami okay with babe.
Hmm.
Then we wouldn't be like, hanging out. You
yeah.
wouldn't be vacationing together. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So parang meron lang siyang, it just makes life a little bit more difficult because you need to separate friends dun sa...
Oh, that's true.
The one that you're with.
Pero
it's much easier when you can have them all together, you know?
That is true, though. Pero if, kunyari, forced to choose, if I really love my significant other, I would choose my significant other.
You would just find new friends.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, that's...
Or just make sure that they don't get... Worst case, kunyari tagamahal ko din yung friends ko. Then, maybe like, if I hang out with my friends, hindi kasama
parang
yung significant
other.
Parang
wag na lang
pag-crossin yung parang pwede naman yun eh. It doesn't mean that we always have to hang out.
Or if your significant lover loves you and your friends love you too, on occasions, like for example, your birthday or whatever.
Like they'd put up with each other.
Then
okay naman yun. Tsaka pagtsagaan nyo na lang isa't isa kasi pareho kayo importante.
To be honest, yeah, to be honest, like, in my situation, some of my significant other's friends, I'm not really good friends with. So there are times when it is a very important occasion, like a birthday or whatever, that we all come together and help each other out to surprise.
Oh, why not? Oh.
My SO.
Tsaka but otherwise, mag-hangout, diba?
We're not like, we're yeah. not like best of friends. Like we don't get along. We don't have the same kind of
parang
things.
Parang if
life.
you all come together, diba parang ano? Fun. Hindi kasi. You're partying together. So fun, right?
I guess for that short occasion. And then we move on with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And,
but no, it hasn't happened yet. No.
Tawag din bukas. Bukas ang mga isipan nyo to, ano.
Sa mga...
To come together.
Kawili-wiling mga aktibidades.
Oo, for the sake of the person you love.
And from Shivana, the next time I fall in love, gusto ko yung tipong pag tumalon ako sa eroplano, sisiguraduhin kong meron tayong parachute. Kahit isa na lang, sabay tayong tatalon. Wow. Mm-hmm. Can one parachute hold two people? I'm curious.
I believe so. Yeah, hello. Because when you see skydivers...
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, can I just say? I just saw this. Before we started the show, there was this one case. Diba usually when you do parachuting, yung mga like when you go to other countries, tas meron silang parachute, whatever. Usually, tandem jump kaya, diba? Yung nakatali ka dun sa instructor. Mm. You don't have to know when to pull the chute. Siya yung bahala sa lahat. Literally, naka-strap on ka lang. And bahala siya. And then there's usually one more person who jumps off to video or film the entire thing.
Yeah.
Video and photos. And that's usually part of the package, right? There was an actual case and there are pictures. Pagtalon nung videographer, dala niya lahat ng gear niya. Na-realize niya later on, hindi siya nakapag-parachute.
Stop!
It's a true story.
Oh no!
And you can hear it sa video the moment he realized that he didn't have his parachute on.
Oh my God.
He had all his gear. He had his camera. He had his video.
Holy shiz.
How did the video survive?
It did. Because you can see the photos in the video when he goes, oh my God. And then he realized mid-drop.
But is there any way like the other parachute could have?
Kasi nangyari.
Couldn't they have gone and saved
You know
him?
Why not? Kasi nga, na-realize niya na wala siyang parachute. When they deployed the parachute, that's when he realized he kept on falling. So, nandun na yung, paano pa, ano, naka-deploy na yung parachute.
Oh, no!
Right? Like, I was losing my shiz when I was watching it. And you know how I have a fear of heights, right?
Yeah.
No,
so,
that's,
like,
that's,
it was
that's
triggering,
a fear.
Like, every single fear of heights in me.
Adami ko na, ako naman yung nakita kong video recently nag-pop up sa feed ko. Yung, there was this plane na yung pilot, parang lumabas yung half the body of the pilot. Nag-crash yung windshield
yes.
ng plane.
That's a very well-documented
case. And then like a flight
case.
Attendant was able to grab the ankle
the first officer,
or something or the leg.
The first officer was hanging on to the bottom
and
half
just,
of the body for the entire flight.
And the reason she couldn't let go was because of course, to save the pilot, but also, it was possible na kung mabitawan niya yung pilot, pwedeng ma-compromise yung plane itself.
Yes.
Diba? So, but miraculously, the pilot survived.
And there are photos of the pilot na naka, yung naka,
nasa labas, labas. Siya. Oh, half, oh, yeah. More than half the body.
More than half the body.
Like literally, just also, yung paa na lang yung hawak.
And they were able to land. Safely.
Kasi nga parang while hold on yung flight attendant. The other pilot was trying to land the plane, right?
Exactly.
So, that was
oh my
just
gosh,
crazy.
This is horrible. Sorry, I'm watching.
Right?
Ah!
Yeah. Pero ano yan, ha? Well, it's a very famous case of like how, against all odds, they were able, pero at least ito happy ending.
Ito happy ending.
You know, they were able to land the plane and, you know.
And save the pilot.
But
and
imagine
the pilot
that feeling, that terror when you realize you're going to like,
you know, it's up
pick
to that person,
there was
right?
No way to save.
Can you imagine? You're like, please, like I'm pretty sure you can't talk to them anymore, right? It's more like, please, in your head, na lang, na don't let go.
God.
Hang on to me. Whew. And also, let me see here. Coming from Al Macchiato, the next time I fall in love, sana hindi na yung you and me against the world kind, kasi nakakapagod din kasi na. Kaming dalawa lang ang naniniwala sa pagmamahala namin.
I've never had a you and me against the world type
Same.
Of relationship.
I was ready for it, to be honest, with any relationship. Parang, I'm ready. Pero, thankfully, I mean, that we never had to go through that. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Ako, I had a you and me against the world story, pero may anak siya.
Siguro you and me against your family. Gano.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, pag hindi ka, diba, pag hindi kayo, you don't get along. Posible
that's
yun.
True,
or,
that's
know.
True.
That's true.
Or you and me against the press. So, and the top. The Next Time I Fall in Love, the two tops, comes from Archer Aguilar and Mike Ferrer.
They both say.
Archer Aguilar says, the next time I fall in love, I'll make sure laging nasa dulo siya ng group pics para madaling i-crop. At least pag nasa dulo, ang hirap pag nasa gitna. Kasi tatanggalin mo pa siya.
Medyo kailangan ng Photoshop skills.
Photoshop skills. Kasi tatanggalin mo siya, tapos ididikit mo.
And then the yung, background.
And then yeah, the background. And then, you know, and hello with the whole Kate, yeah. Water Kate.
Kate Gate.
Na to trace
talaga,
nila,
diba? Water Kate o Kate Gate?
Merong Kate talaga, Gate, no? Merong Water Kate.
Pero parang hindi nyo pa rin alam, Vanjo Abelino, sabi niya, parang alam na naming Marky. Actually, no. The one that's known by so many people, I rarely ever talk about. I really don't. But the one that I'm talking about, something completely different. Just saying.
And the other one. No comment ako dyan. No comment. No comment.
Oh, and hi to Anthony. Anthony's locked in.
Oh, hello, Anthony. Good morning.
Because Marky's dropping bombs.
Stop. Do not.
If you only knew.
If all of you only knew. My gosh.
Beyond your lake.
It's something that I just found out recently, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Oh, sige na,
no,
stop.
We're not going to talk
stop
about
na,
it.
Stop na. Here we go. The two tops from Mike Ferrer naman. The next time I fall in love, whoever I'll choose to have will have to make being with them much better than me staying single because I'm perfectly fine as it is. Mm. So unless sobrang upgrade being with you as opposed to being by myself,
yeah,
then forget it.
Yeah.
It would have to be much better than how I'm feeling right now. And to be honest, I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling great.
So yeah, that's a good thing, diba? Para at least you're happy.
Have you watched that?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Drag Race.
No.
Not the latest.
Both.
And what about us?
Can we spoil you now?
No, don't. I don't want to get spoiled. We'll watch it. Promise. Okay. What about us? Ako, okay, the next time I fall in love, it happens every day. I fall in love with the same person over and over again.
Whatever, you're so cringe. Hater.
Napaka-hater nung isa. Yan. So technically, every day I fall in love again.
Deeper and deeper.
What? Pwede naman. Pero more like, oh, the deeper the love. Oh, ganon. So, yon. Kayo.
Ako meron, sige. Ako ano eh, parang sinulat ko na to before.
Mm.
Like, after a previous relationship. So, basically, I just said, sisimulan ko na lang with the next time I fall in love. Doesn't matter who it is or when it will be. I will always love you a little more. I will love you forever.
Chura nito.
Look at this one.
Period.
Period and end.
Yeah, I did say that though. I mean, I felt that way.
Oh, sige, ako rin. Meron din ako. The next time I fall in love, yung tatanungin niya, what's wrong with Secretary Chico? Hindi, kunyari secretary ako. Papasok ako naka-pencil skirt, tapos yung may lapis ako sa tenga.
May sasagot pag may nagtanong nung what's wrong with Secretary Chico.
Ano?
He's not all there.
Sinto. Hindi, alam mo yung may pencil dito. Alam mo yung typical
tapos naka-glasses ka na medyo tabingi-tabingi.
Tapos yung nakatali, loosely lang yung hair, pero merong naka-fall na a few strands over the face. Tapos naka-white blouse na naka-unbutton yung first couple of...
Tapos dapat naka-garter stockings.
Garter stockings!
Stilettos.
Ganon.
Sabi
ni Maxim the Winter, what's not wrong with Secretary Chico?
Very bad.
Gumagante. extravagant. Eh.
This one Grabe. Has all of the conspiracy theories.
At least entertained kayo. Naririnig dyan. Ina-update ko itong dalawa eh, kung ano yung mga conspiracy theories.
Looks like we're gonna be kicking the bucket in a couple of years.
Stop!
And the lizards in Antarctica.
And the lizards in Antarctica. The aliens.
But my favorite conspiracy theory of the day is if you watch Harry Potter, you turn gay. Thank you to...
Ay, hindi sa akin galing yun, ha?
No. Thank you to my nun-aunt.
Sige. Kayo. Ikaw.
Okay. The next time I fall in love, it'll be with someone, yeah, very stable emotionally and is able to deal with my shiz like I deal with their shiz. And I think I found that person. Mm. And I'm happy.
Right?
I'm okay. Happy. Very
so see,
happy.
Very, I know, very, very positive. Very positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Thank you for joining us. And
thank
we'll
you.
See you again tomorrow.
And we'll see you at the Stick-On.
Yes.
The Monster tomorrow. Caltech Stick-On. That is happening tomorrow already from 10:30 to 1:30. So right after the show, we'll go straight to Jokno Boulevard.
Yes.
In Asiana City.
Yes.
Paranaque. So we hope you can stop by, drive by, say hello to us. We'll put the sticker
yep.
on your car and yeah, we can take photos and whatever. Yeah, we'll see you there. Okay.
We'll see you there.
All the other jocks will be there too. So see you at the Monster Caltech Stick-On tomorrow. That's it for the Morning Rush. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.